pretty simple, really. People call him crazy. Kids in full pads, working out, doing two-a-days in the blistering hot August sun. People ask why. Anybody from around here can tell you it's all about Friday night. Because we know in Nebraska that cooler winds will soon be blowing, removing the summer heat with the albeit-too-shortened season of autumn. But it's football season in Nebraska, and that time has come again. It's game day on 1230 KHAS. 300. One win away. A number that only the most elite high school coaches have ever met. That's what's at stake for Carl Tesmer and his Blue Hawks as they open the 2012 season.
You know, there's plenty of other things to think about, and there's always something to do, and then the season comes around, and there's all the preparation for it. So we don't talk about any kind of personal goals with any of the players, whether it be players or coaches.
Even Tesmer knows tonight's game provides a challenge. Meet the Centennial Broncos, a team dropping from C1 last year, a program that is used to winning and is aiming to make headlines in 2012. Well, tonight they meet the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Let's let the two state titles in 3 years speak for themselves. Will the Bluehawks begin their flight to Lincoln and save a spot in high school history for their coach? Or will the Broncos shake it up in C2? To the Cornhusker Power broadcast booth we go. Mike Will and Jim Purcell have the call.
The Hawks to begin the 2012 season. Maybe a little tougher opponent than we're kind of accustomed to in the past. They had Kearney Catholic a year ago. This year they get Centennial. I expect a tough football game here tonight.
Well, exactly, Mike. And, yeah, for the second straight year, a very tough challenge ahead of the Blue Hawks here tonight. As you just mentioned, Kearney Catholic last year, a top 10 preseason ranked team last year coming in. The Hawks were able to defeat Kearney Catholic last year, but again, another top 10 preseason rated team in Centennial, with a number 8 ranking, according to the Omaha World Herald. But the Hawks, very familiar to winning games. If you are not aware of that, you've been living under a rock in the Hastings area. The Hawks, last year losing to North Platte St. Pat's, that really left a sour taste in a lot of these players in the coach's mouth, as Carl Tesmer was looking for his 300th victory last year, but it, again, was forced by St. Pat's. But again, we very well possibly could see one of the biggest things that we'll probably ever see in high school football is a coach achieve his 300th victory here tonight with Carl Tesmer. And, you know, one thing about Coach, he never wants to talk about himself or records or anything. It's been in the papers, it's been in the media, everything. He's just concerned about the kids, and every kid that has ever walked through the halls that has ever played for Carl Tesmer can tell you he is a respected coach and a father figure, and that's what a lot of these kids are hanging their hat on. He ought to be very proud of all the kids that have gone through this system with him.
All right, the starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Fine Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings St. Cecilia will go with Xander Schmidt at quarterback tonight. Played in a couple of ball games last year, playing in a reserve role, and Phil Hamburger went down with an injury. As Xander Schmidt threw for 391 yards a season ago, 5 touchdowns in his reserve role, so he'll get the start here tonight. A 185-pound junior, he has had a good fall camp, according to the coach. Nick Brulette in the backfield, 140 and a senior. Joel Groppel returns at fullback, 210 and a senior. All he did last year is rush for 648 yards and 7 touchdowns. At wideout, will turn in to be a big play wide receiver for St. Cecilia, Caesar Tino. Tino, 175 and a senior. Avery Driscoll will be the slot back, 150 and a junior. The tight end will be Cannon Howell, a 190-pound junior. And across the front, Tommy O'Keefe, also Trevor Ernst, Chris Hartford at center, Lance Schmidt at right guard, and Alex Sheehy at right tackle. Right now, we'll take a break. As we come back, we'll get to some more starting lineups as we sneak closer to game time tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia and Centennial on 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, growing, and now almost 10 years old. A decade ago, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 40 employees, and have grown to become the largest community bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, attractive rates, new banking technology, and supporting many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to our second decade. Member FDIC.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Back here in Utica with high school football action tonight here on 1230 KHS. We'll give the Saints to see a defensive starters here. Across the front, you'll have Chris Hartford at defensive end. And also on the other end, you'll have Alex Sheehy, the defensive tackles tonight, Lance Schmidt, and also Michael Wynn. Linebackers for Saints to see will be Cannon Howell, also Tyler Wilner, Xander Schmidt, and Joel Graffel in the defensive secondary. Cesar Tino, Luke Carey, and also Nick Bruliette back there for head coach Kyle Tesmer. The Centennial Broncos, they will go with Kyle Guerin at quarterback tonight, just his sophomore. His older brother was a quarterback last year here at the Centennial. So Kyle's going to get the quarterbacking duties here for 2012, 6'1", 190-pound sophomore. Eric Sayer will be one of the running backs. Andrew Bader will be the other one. Bader, he rushed for 668 yards a year ago. Andrew Heine will be the tight end. That's a wide receiver. It will be Logan Clowns. That's the other wide receiver, Aaron DeWard, and David Payne also listed as a wideout. The offensive line will have Luke Gruber, also Tyler Dye, Dakota Wollenweber, also Easton Eichenhorst, and also Jacob Rayford across the front for the Centennial Broncos. Centennial on defense, the down lineman will be Luke Gruber, also Luke Studnicka, and also Tanner Barth. The linebacking crew, Eric Sayer, also Andrew Bader, and also Dalton Dye and Easton Eichenhorst. And in the defensive secondary for Centennial, the Broncos, Logan Clouts, also Aaron DeWard, and Kyle Guerin, in addition to David Payne. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. On the injury front, Hastings St. Cecilia missing a couple of guys here tonight. Nathan Trong is out with a broken ankle. He will not play. Isaac Wallmeyer also on the injured list. He's got a bad wrist. And also Mitch Boyd is not available tonight, a 150-pound senior for Hastings St. Cecilia. That's your injury report tonight. Brought to you by Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic Care. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes the natural approach is the best approach for your optimal health and achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from one of the area's most trusted chiropractors, Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic, located at 321 North Burlington in Hastings, and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com. Kickoff comes to Hastings St. Cecilia, field down here at the 10. It's going to be dropped to come back to the 5-yard line to pick it up. Back to the 10, 15, out to about the 17-yard line, and down he goes. Cesar Tino having some problems on the opening kickoff. He had it in his bread basket. It fell out of there. Cesar had to go down to the 5-yard line to pick it up, and it just came back right in the center of the field. Jimmy finally got it back to about the 17-yard line. So St. Cecilia starting within their own 20-yard line here in their opening series.
Yeah, by the time Tino was able to pick the football up around the 5-yard line, able to get out to about the 15, 16-yard line, we'll call where the Hawks on their first possession of the 2012 season.
All right, Xander Schmidt, your quarterback in there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Backs will be split out now. We immediately got a penalty flag down. Remember, this is the first game for both of these teams here tonight, so we got a penalty flag before the first snap even gets underway here, just underway at Centennial here this evening. And here is the indication it's going to be offside call. An offside call here against Centennial in the ball game. That's going to cost them 5 yards. So a 5-yard penalty marched off against the Broncos here tonight. The Centennial Broncos dressed in their silver pants and their blue tops with their white football helmets. Hastings St. Cecilia in their away jerseys here tonight. They'll be in their black pants and their white tops with their dark blue, their black helmets here. So first down, 5 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball. They've got it out here at about the 21, 22-yard line. Cesar Tino up to the line of scrimmage, and now we've got another problem here. We have not had a snap yet. Now we've got an illegal procedure call against the St. Cecilia. So we've had a penalty on Centennial. We've had a penalty on St. Cecilia. 9 seconds into the ball game, we marched 5 yards one way. We moved back 5 yards the other way. Now we've got first down and 10 again, right back to where we started from. First down and 10, the football is down to the 16-yard line.
Well, we had a wild game last week in Seward with the Hastings High Seward ball game in 3 overtimes. We've got a wacky start here, 2 penalties to get things going, and the Hawks have yet to even take a snap here early in this ball game.
A double wing with Groffel in the backfield. They turn. Xander Schmidt hands the ball away to Groffel as he finds his way across the 20, out to about the 21 or 22-yard line. Joe Groffel, a very successful a season ago for St. Cecilia. Rushed for 648 yards for the Hawks, scored 7 touchdowns. They like that little play in there for Joel Groffel. That time, a pickup of about 6 yards in a play. We'll call it second down, 4 yards to go. Football is now at the 22-yard line of St. Cecilia.
Yeah, quick blast right up the middle again. Groffel picking up 5 yards. Remember that name. Groffel's going to be the workhorse for St. Cecilia this year in the backfield. He will also have a partner back there, Nick Brulliette. The senior, 145-pounder, will be in there as well with him.
Driscoll coming in motion, and now Xander wants to throw for the first time. Unloads downfield. The ball's going to be incomplete. Going behind is an intended receiver, Cannon Howell, out here at about the 45-yard line. Back in coverage was Dalton Dye for the Centennial Broncos. So the first pass from Xander Schmidt goes awry. Not a very good one thrown there by Xander. As you bring up a third down and 5 situation, the ball is on the St. Cecilia 22.
Well, that's a tough pass to complete. When you're a right-handed quarterback rolling to the left side, you got to throw it back across your body. He tried to throw it back on the left hash mark, and the ball was wide of the intended receiver. So it brings up third down and 5. Here's Xander Schmidt up under center on this third down call.
Groffel goes in motion, the fullback. Xander wants to throw, rolls out right side, unloads it. It's going to be caught over there by Cesar Tino, but a short pickup, and it should be, well, let's see. He's going to be right up the first down stakes. It's going to be good enough, I think, for first down, yeah. Didn't look like it went far, Jimmy, but Cesar Tino just got far enough. They only needed about 4 yards for the first down, and Cesar just got to the first down stakes out here. St. Cecilia picks up the first down in their third play from the line of scrimmage. First and 10, the Hawks on their own 27.
Tino was the wide receiver, split out to the right side. He just drew single coverage, simply went down about 6-7 yards, cut to the outside. Xander rolled to the right side, was able to deliver the ball perfectly. A 6-yard gain, first down, and the Hawks out to the 32-yard line, actually the 26-yard line.
There's a play, inside trap play. It's going to go to Groffel as he bounces off of, well, let's see. He's going to be stacked up here at about the line of scrimmage, 27, 28-yard line. That's a good fake carried out there by Xander Schmidt and the rest of the gang there. Just a short pickup. Centennial right there defensively. There's a pickup of about 2 yards in the play, second down and 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now sitting at the 30-yard line of St. Cecilia.
Well, and tough running up the middle. This is a good football team. As we mentioned, 8th in the preseason rankings as they dropped from C1 last year, but they did make the C1 playoffs last year, so this is a good, talented team here in Centennial.
There's a Xander Schmidt down the line of scrimmage, pitches the ball back to Brulliette. He's got some speed, gets outside. He's at the 30, 35 to the 40-yard line, and he's going to be spun down here at about the 47. Brulliette gets outside there for the St. Cecilia Hawks. And he comes down the near sideline. He got outside that defensive end here on this side and brings the ball all the way out to the 46-yard line and a first down for St. Cecilia.
So one thing about Brulliette, not very big, only listed 140 pounds. We had him in midget football years ago. Yes, we will get into the midget football aspect of things as this game develops. But again, Brulliette with some good speed was able to break it to the outside, picked up the longest gain of the night, 18 yards around left end. And the ball is now out to the 46-yard line. The Hawks on the move.
Just on the underway here in the first quarter. 9:34 to play. No score between St. Cecilia and Centennial. Xander wants to throw the ball again. Play action pass. Unloads downfield. He's got Cesar Tino out there. He makes the catch at the 25 down the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. St. Cecilia is on the board here with 9 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Cesar Tino turned out to be a big, big play receiver last year for St. Cecilia. He gets the first touchdown of the 2012 season. A nice pass that time thrown by Xander Schmidt, threads the needle to Cesar Tino, and the Hawks are on the scoreboard.
Boy, and Xander Schmidt really showing his arm strength. He rolled to the right side and just unloaded it. Had some defenders coming at him very hard on that right side. But again, Tino really showed developed late in the season last year, was really the big threat guy with Phil Hamburger throwing the football to him last year. But here he breaks free from the secondary and takes it in from 54 yards out. Now Xander Smith in for the PAT.
Ball is down. The kick is up there. The kick goes sailing off of the right side, which is no good. I think somebody may have got a little piece of that one as Xander Smith attempted the extra point there for St. Cecilia. So the PAT is no good. A 54-yard touchdown stands there from Xander Smith to Cesar Tino. The Hawks are on the scoreboard. 9 minutes and 22 seconds to play. They're in the first quarter of the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 6 and Centennial nothing.
At every level, emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines. Husker Power Products of Hastings, the first offensive series of the 2012 season. St. Cecilia goes 6 plays, 85 yards. The capper, a 54-yard touchdown from Xander Smith to Cesar Tino. And now the Hawks will kick off. This is Michael Wynn going to be in the football for St. Cecilia. End-over-end kick, short one, fielded at about the 20-yard line. Moving to the left side, he's back to the 25, to the 30, finds the seam, 35 to the 40, 45, and chopped down at the 47-yard line. So a nice return there by Centennial. As they bring the ball back to the 47-yard line, bringing the ball back that time was Davis Payne. Payne, a 5'7", 135-pound junior, as he brings the ball out to the 47-yard line. So Centennial, they've got great field position here on their first offensive drive.
He had a good wedge set up there on the left side. They was able to get Payne over in front of the St. Cecilia bench, but he takes it 34 yards up the left side, and that is where Centennial will start. They have the ball at the 47-yard line.
All right, their quarterback is going to be a sophomore quarterback in there. It's going to be Kyle Guerin, 6'1", 190-pound sophomore. As he flips the ball back here, running the ball is going to be Clouncey. Gets outside, 45, 40 of St. Cecilia, and run out of bounds. Logan Clounce. By the way, Clounce did a little bit of everything last year for Centennial. He ran the ball a couple of times, also threw the ball a couple of times. He was out on the pass patterns as a wide receiver. That time he got the first carry of the ball game, and he moves the ball into St. Cecilia territory to the 41-yard line. First down, Broncos.
And Clounce was lined up on the left side. He just come in motion, and the quarterback there, and just simply got the football handed off to him on a little crossback play, was able to take it 12 yards around right in into St. Cecilia territory down at the 41-yard line.
First down, 10 yards to go. Wide receivers left and right. Pitchback comes here. That's going to be Andrew Bader. Bader across the 40. Plows forward down to about the 37-yard line. Bader's going to be their workhorse, Jimmy. 165 carries a season ago for 668 yards. Carl Tesmer and the defensive staff very impressed by what Bader got done in the 2011 season. He gets a call here. Picks up a couple of yards. Second down, 8 yards to go. Broncos. They got the ball to St. Cecilia, 38.
Yeah, just like Groffel on St. Cecilia's side, Bader's going to be the go-to guy. He picks up a couple of yards. Lance Smith in on the tackle for St. Cecilia. Second down and nearly 8 yards to go for Centennial.
Guerin is in the shotgun set. They'll use this quite a bit here tonight. Guerin has got the ball. They fake it, and now they're going to run the football up inside of St. Cecilia, waiting right there. That's a Bader. A lot of fakes there in the backfield. Finally, Bader ends up with it there. Just a couple of yards on the play. The tackle is made in there by Joel Groffel of Hastings St. Cecilia. So now it's third down at 8 yards to go. Centennial running out of the shotgun on that particular play. They'll use that most of the night here against the St. Cecilia defense.
Yeah, and again, they had Clonson lined up on the right side. He came in motion. They faked to him and then handed off to Bader. But again, Groffel, he will anchor that middle linebacker spot for the Hawk defense, and Randy Aarons. A good job there. No gain, third and long for Centennial.
All right, Guerin in the shotgun set again as he waits for the snap. Wide receivers go left and right. Guerin backs up. His pass across the middle is incomplete. Incomplete as they try to go to a slant play to Aaron DeWard right across the middle there between the two hash marks. Just off of his fingertips in the Hawks defensive secondary. Incomplete pass, and this could bring up fourth down and 8.
I think the receiver heard footsteps there. Tyler Wilnard back there defensively for St. Cecilia was coming up very quickly and was able to, receiver not able to make the reception. Now we'll have Bruliette and Tino back deep. They'll stand inside their own 5-yard line to receive the Centennial punt.
All right, here's the punt. It's going to be a short one. Goes straight up in the air off to the right side. Bounces here at about the 32-yard line. Falls down at about the 30, and that's where St. Cecilia will start. That, my friends, is about an 8-yard punt. An 8-yard punt goes straight up in the air, kind of shanks it off to the right side here. Went no further than my tee shot off of the number 8 hole. And went about 8 yards up into the women's tees. First down and 10. Hawks have the ball. First down and 10 on their own 30.
We still have plenty of year left. We could get out there. I know you said you've healed your shoulder up. We could get a couple of late rounds in.
I might need it. I formation, now Maryland I formation, double tights for St. Cecilia. They hand it away to Brulietti. He's got a big hole across the 30, 35, out to the 40-yard line. Finally tackled at the 41. Tackle was made in there by the defensive secondary. Kyle Guerin in the stop there for Centennial, but not before Brulietti picks up about 10 yards in the play. They're going to mark his knee down right about the 40. So it's first down, 10 yards to go for the Hawks at the 40.
Well, and guys that don't ever get mentioned too much is O'Keefe, Ernst, Hartford, Smith, and Sheehy along that front doing a great job. That just went off left tackle. A nice hole there for Brulietti. He picks up enough for the first down. That's first down number 3 as Brulietti gets it across the 40-yard line.
All right, double tight ends again. Maryland I formation. A la Bill Carlin, Adam Central here. There's a handoff again to Brulietti, and he loses his feet. Down he goes. Gets to the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be covered up here by Centennial. Into the stop there, Easton Eichenhorst, 6'1", 215-pound senior for the Broncos. No gain on the play, second down and 10.
Well, we mentioned the Broncos with their white helmets and the blue horseshoe. Another Bronco, a former Bronco, the head coach here at Centennial, Evan Konieski. And Evan hasn't missed many meals since the old line days at Hastings College.
All right, it's going to be second down, 10 yards to go. Hawks have the ball on their own 40. St. Cecilia out on top by the score is 6-0, thanks to a 54-yard pass play. Here's Xander Schmidt. Option play is going to keep it, and Xander is spun down here at about the 42. So they bring it up to about the 41, 42-yard line. We'll give them 2 yards in the play. That's a benefit. Third down and 8 yards to go. St. Cecilia working from our right to our left here in the opening quarter. 6-0 Hawks as the play comes in off of the far sideline.
Well, and we remember last series, St. Cecilia faced with a third and long. They had Tino, and that's the same set now. Tino, you got to back up. You're going to be over the line of scrimmage. But Tino, again, was the deep threat, and he scored on that last series with a long pass play.
Here's Andrew Schmidt down the line of scrimmage, pushes the ball back to Brulietti. He's got room out here again. 40 is at the 45 to the 50. Slips away at the 50-yard line to about the 46 of Centennial. Dropped down there. Centennial had him stop, Jimmy, right at about the first down stake. Brulietti finds a second gear there and takes it down to the 46-yard line. That's a first down. Nice play there by Brulietti on the second effort. Gets the ball to the 46 and the first down to the Hawks.
Fourth first down, and a good job blocking out there again, out in front of Brulietti. And again, not very tall, but he keeps them little legs just a churn, and he was able to pick up additional yardage. A 12-yard run for Brulietti. Now little Nick, 4 carries, 39 yards, and the Hawks are into Centennial territory down to the 45.
Wide receiver split out wide to the left side. There's that trap play again. The Groppolo, he's got room at the 40 to 35 and just chopped down at about the 33. He was a step away from going the distance there. He's finally knocked down in the play by, I think, Andrew Bader, number 3 for the Centennial Broncos. Just got a piece of Joel Groppel. He would have been off to the races again.
And again, St. Cecilia, again, running that quick inside trap like they have done over and over and over for as many years as we've been doing Hawk football, and very successful. They've had some great backs running it. It'll be Groppel this year, but he's able to pick up 12 on that one. Now 60 yards on the ground on 8 carries for the Hawks. Another first down. First down 5. They were down inside the 35-yard line.
Driscoll goes in motion off of the far side. Xander comes the other way. Steps inside. He's at the 35 to the 30. Down to about the 25-yard line. Xander Schmidt again on the carry. The tackle made in there by Aaron DeWard coming up from his linebacker spot to make the stop there for the Broncos. A pickup of about 8 yards in the play there for Xander Schmidt. They've got the ball now at the Centennial 25-yard line.
Wow, the Hawks already with 129 yards of total offense, 60 through the air, 69 on the ground. The last three rushing plays have gone for 12-12, and I'll give them 9. Second and 1 here for St. Cecilia, the ball resting right on the 25-yard line.
On the near side, Hash, Adam Central comes up here with the Maryland I formation, double tight end, second down and a yard to go. Xander Schmidt got Driscoll now in motion, rolls to his left, stops, sets, he's hit, and down he goes. This sack back here by Centennial, and the stop there will be Luke Gruber. Gruber, a 6'220-pound senior for the Broncos. Xander maybe held that ball a little bit too long there, Jimmy, as a protection kind of broke down. Grupa got in there and threw him for a huge loss all the way back to the 35-yard line, which is going to bring up third down and 11.
Well, Smith had Tino lined up on the right side that time. He just run about a 10-yard down and in. He was looking for him. He was covered up, but again, the defensive pressure was coming. And, yeah, that would have been a ball that Xander had a little bit of time. He could have just unloaded out of bounds. But he takes the sack. That's a sack of 10 yards. It's going to bring up third down and 11 for St. Cecilia.
All right, sees it. Tino is your wide receiver. Split out to the right side. That's Driscoll going in motion to the far side. Xander wants to throw the football. Backs up. Sets up a screen. Brulliette's got the ball. Brulliette of the 35 to the 30. Down to the St. Cecilia. Down to the Centennial 28-yard line. A little screen pass set up there. The tackle is made in there by Eric Sayer, a 5'11", 175-pound senior for the Broncos. That's going to be far short of a first down. Now the Hawks looking at fourth down. Fourth down is still about, 6 yards to go for the first down.
Well, and kind of a no-man's land, a little bit far for a attempted field goal. So the Hawks will send additional personnel in here, and they will go for it on fourth down. We'll call it fourth and four, a long four here for St. Cecilia with 2:56 left to go here in the first quarter.
Line of scrimmage is the 27, and now as they come up to the line of scrimmage, we've got Centennial wanting to call a timeout. So Evan Kolonowski, the head man for the Centennial Broncos, wants to talk things over here. On a fourth down and four from the Centennial 27-yard line, we'll take a break. 2:53 to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 6, Centennial nothing.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Think big, save big during the Whirlpool Labor Day event at Rogers Incorporated. Get up to a $700 MasterCard prepaid card rebate with the purchase of qualifying Whirlpool or Maytag appliances, or up to $1,000 on select KitchenAid appliances. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here in Utica tonight. Centennial trailing Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 6-0. Van Allen Northwest has drawn first blood on Hastings High. The Vikings have a 7-0 lead over the Tigers. Johnny Catholic got on top of Ord in the first quarter. 7-0 is that score. Lincoln Christian out on top of Milford, 7-0 in the first quarter.
Well, again, we talked about St. Cecilia getting off to a great start already, 136 yards of total offense, but it's come down to a fourth down call here. They will go for it, fourth and a long four, as Xander Smith will be up under center.
On the 27-yard line of Centennial, backs in the eye. There's that trap play again to Joel Groffel. Centennial waiting for it as Joel tries to fight for the first down stakes. He's across the 25 to the 24, and that's about where he had to go for the first down. We'll see where the official spot the football. Kyle, he likes that play. How many times does he run that over his 299 wins that he's got?
I don't know an awful lot, but he's had a lot of big grocery burners up front, as we're going to have a measurement here, but a lot of good linemen up front, and again, some talented running backs over the years.
The Jeff Grant Shoulder Insurance Measurement Gang is on the field here at the Centennial as they stretch out the chains, and that's going to be a first down. A first down in the first performance for the Jeff Grant Shoulder Insurance Measurement Gang. We've got the first down as they will move the sticks to the far sideline.
Well, that's my boring statistics, not sponsored by anyone. 6 first down for St. Cecilia here in the first quarter. We'll give Groffel 5 on the game. Now Groffel with 4 carries and 14 yards in the ball game. But again, the Hawks pick up the first down with 2:47 left to go here in the first quarter.
On the scrimmage is the 23-yard line now of Centennial. St. Cecilia breaks settle. They got Brulliette split out wide to the right side. That's Cesar Tino coming to the left side. The only one setback back there. That's going to be Groffel in the backfield, or rather that's going to be Brulliette in the backfield. That's going to be Groffel as they hand the ball to him. He slips a couple of tacklers. The angle's right side, still on his feet across the 20, down around the 15-yard line. Down around the 10-yard line is going to be Joel Groffel. So Groffel got the call. He was the lone setback back there for St. Cecilia. They're going to mark him down at the 6-yard line. So first down and goal for St. Cecilia on the 6-yard line of Centennial with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Here in the opening quarter, St. Cecilia already out in top by a score of 6-0.
We'll give Groffel 18 yards, and again, another gifted running back for Carl Tesmer this year. Just really powerful, keeps his legs a-churning, and has got some speed when he gets to the outside.
And you're hand the balls away to Brulliette as he moves it down to about the 3-yard line. A pickup of 3 on the play for Brulliette for Hastings St. Cecilia. Second down and goal for the Hawks, down around the 3-yard line. Inside 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter, Hawks have already scored on a 54-yard touchdown pass from Xander Schmidt to Cesar Tino. They've got Grauffel in the backfield with Brouillette. Wide receiver is Tino, split out wide to the left side. As Xander looks over the defense, hands under center, he just goes straight ahead. He stands up, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. That was way too easy. Xander Schmidt got the snap, and he stands up, and he just tosses it straight ahead for the touchdown. Xander takes it in there from 3 yards out, and the Hawks have the lead 12-0.
Well, when you have big Chris Hartford in front of you, 230 pounds, that's a good chance that you're going to pick up some positive yards. And, again, Hartford and that offensive line doing a great job as Xander Schmidt goes in from 3 yards out. Now the Hawks with 156 yards of total offense, 7 first downs, and they lead the Broncos as they will line up and go for a two-point conversion as they miss the extra point on that first touchdown. But the Hawks 12 and Centennial nothing.
All right, Grauffel in the backfield again. They fake the ball to him. Xander takes it around the left, and he dives to the goal line. He's in there for the two-point conversion. So the two-point conversion is good by Xander Smith. Xander scores the 6. He tacks on the additional 2 points on the conversion, and St. Cecilia has got a two-score lead. 1:36 to play here in the first quarter from Utica. The score is St. Cecilia 14, Centennial nothing.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, the most trusted name in the field is CPI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are $13.50 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. The Super Fleet truck tire is as low as $167 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. And if trouble stops you in the field, there are 11 tire units to serve you at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
Final score you needed for Class A here tonight. Lincoln Southeast played an early game. They beat Lincoln High by a score of 28-6 today. Humphrey winners over Why Not by a score of 41-0. The ball games that were played early here tonight. St. Cecilia now out on top of Centennial. The score is 14-0 here in this ball game. Hastings High at last check was trailing Grand Island Northwest by the score of 7-0. Here's the kickoff for St. Cecilia. David Payne bringing the ball back here for Centennial as he angles out for the far side. He's going to be stopped short of the 25-yard line. That's where Centennial is going to have to start. So a couple of impressive drives there for St. Cecilia to start off the season. 6 plays, 85 yards in the first drive. 11 plays, 70 yards on that last drive, and the Hawks have a 14-0 lead.
Yeah, the Hawks have run 19 offensive plays for 159 total yards and 7 first downs. The Broncos of Centennial have only run 4 offensive plays, 3 on the ground, 1 pass play. They will have a 1st and 10 here at their own 23-yard line.
All right, Guerin is going to be in the shotgun set. Man comes in motion on the near side. They fake the ball. Guerin wants to throw. Now he pushes the ball back. Coming over here is going to be Klontz trying to get outside. He's going to be hitting down the goose. Did not make the corner as he was jerked down in the play there by St. Cecilia. And the stop for the Blue Hawks defense that time. Number 14, that's Luke Carey. Carey, a 160-pound senior, coming up in his free safety spot to make the stop there for the Hawks. St. Cecilia's been known for their defense, Jimmy. I think this one's going to be a good one again for 2012.
Well, and again, we got to talk to the master prior to the ball game. Randy Ahrens has done a tremendous job for Carl Tesmer over the years with his defense, and boy, when they want to crank it up, they can get with it. They had a lot of graduation last year, lost a lot of seniors, but they're able to fill the holes in with a younger but talented group, and they're looking good tonight.
Second down, 12 yards to go. Line of scrimmage down the 21-yard line. Guerin rolls to his left, steps. He throws the ball downfield. He's got a man out there, and it's going to be caught at the 30, 35, 30. Kiss him goodbye. It's going to be a touchdown, Centennial, as they take that with a distance for the touchdown. They go to Logan Klontz, number 4. He takes it away from the defensive back for St. Cecilia, and he goes the distance for the touchdown. That is a 79-yard touchdown pass thrown there by Kyle Guerin to Logan Klontz.
Well, and again, kind of the same situation we seen last week in the Hastings High game where a defender fell down on the play. A couple of guys going back there. Cesar Tino was backpedaling trying to get to the football as the quarterback, Guerin, just kind of threw it up into the air. And then Xander Schmidt drew coverage, but he fell down as well. And that is what gave Klontz the ability just to walk into the end zone as the PAT is up. It was partially blocked, and then it hit the bottom bar of the goalpost. So it falls no good, but a 79-yard touchdown play from Guerin to Klontz, and the Broncos are on the board.
Missed extra point by their foreign exchange student here at Centennial, Ramon Shelkins. He misses the PAT as it hits the crossbar. So the PAT is no good. 29 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break. The score now, St. Cecilia 14, Centennial 6.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Gene Shaw, and Jimmy Purcell back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. So Centennial kind of shows they got a big strike capability as well. 79-yard touchdown pass from Guerin. The Clowns, PAT is no good, and it's now a 14-6 ball game. St. Cecilia with a lead over the Centennial Broncos here this one.
Well, and we come into this game, and the Clowns had numbers for rushing, passing, receiving, a little bit of everything, and he shows that he's got some good speed, some good hands. 79-yard touchdown as Bruliette brings the kickoff back.
He's back at the 20-yard line, out across the 25 to the 30, and brought down at about the 31. That's where St. Cecilia will start with 21.6 seconds to play here in this first quarter. So St. Cecilia has had the ball twice. They have scored twice. Internet streaming tonight sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Online tonight at www.hastingslink.com. So 14-6 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. The Hawks will start this drive from their own 31. Wide receivers left and right. One lone setback. That's going to be Groffel behind the quarterback. Xander Schmidt, quick throw out to the right side. Caesar's got a nice move. 30, 35 to the 36, 37-yard line. Looks like a little basketball move. Kevin Asher will be happy with his feet, his footwork there as he shakes and bakes over there. Just a quick throw out to your wide receiver. He brings the ball out here to about the 37. A pickup on the play of about, 6 yards? We'll call it second down and four.
Yeah, just a real simple play. One-step drop by Schmidt. He just throws the ball. Actually, Tino didn't even take a step. Received the football, took it to 6 yards up. Coach sitting right down in front of us. We'll keep monitor him. I know he likes watching these football games because he always has to follow with all the injuries that Coach says as they get into the postseason. But the Hawks out in front of Centennial here. We come to the end of the first quarter.
All right, one quarter in the book tonight for high school football in 1230 KHS. We'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Centennial 6.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family, for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join, or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, safe to say it runs a play. They go up the middle again to Joe Groffel, and right there, the Centennial Broncos waiting for him. And Turner, this defense for Centennial has been pretty impressive so far. Third down and 4 yards to go. No gain in that last play. Third and four. St. Cecilia got some ball on their own 37. So St. Cecilia comes up to the line of scrimmage. Wide receivers go left and right. St. Cecilia looking at third down and about to 4 yards to go from their own 37-yard line. Xander up under center. He backs up. Looks left under pressure. He's hit. Gets away. Xander still got the ball. He's going to run it himself. Xander with it at a 35-yard line, 36-37. And he gets it back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a half-a-yard gain, all that running and not much north and south here. This can bring up a fourth-down situation in St. Cecilia. We'll have to punt the football away.
Well, again, a couple of times when the Hawks have wanted to throw the football, the penetration is they've been able to get past this big offensive line for St. Cecilia. And, again, they forced Xander Schmidt out to the left side. Very fortunate he wasn't brought down for a sack. But he brings the ball up to around the line of scrimmage. Now we'll see Michael Wynn, I believe that is, for St. Cecilia's. He does the kickoff duties. We'll do the punting chores. And Clance back deep He will stand at his own 25-yard line.
All right, Wynn will get the ball away here for St. Cecilia from the 25. Good high spiraling kick. Lops will get away from it. It bounces at the 32, across the 30-yard line, down to about the 26. I mean, down there by Avery Driscoll of St. Cecilia. And that's where Centennial will start. So last time the Broncos had the ball, they threw a long touchdown pass of 79 yards to get back into the ballgame. It's 14-6 here in quarter number two.
Offensive stats for Centennial in that first quarter. Guerin, one of two passing again, that 76-yard touchdown, or 79-yard touchdown pass. Four rushes for Centennial, 13 yards, 92 yards, one first down. The Hawks, 73 yards through the air, 92 on the ground, 165 total, and seven first downs. Look at the individual numbers after this play.
All right, Guerin is up there. He's going to be in the shotgun set as he backs up, throws it out here. It's going to be incomplete. Just trying to swing it out here to Aaron DeWard. Threw it a little bit too far. Second down and 10 for the Broncos. They've got it on their own 27.
Quick update here from Patriots Field. Adams Central scored in the start of the second quarter. They lead Cozad 7-0. Individual numbers there in that first quarter. Xander Smith, 6 carries, 17 yards. He had a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Joel Groffel, 6 carries and 41 yards. Nick Brulette, 5 carries and 43 yards. So a lot of guys, the three horsemen, going to carry the load this year for Carl Tesmer, having a big quarter.
All right, Guerin to the shotgun set again. He fakes the handoff. Now he rolls to his left. Guerin's going to keep the ball himself. He's across the 30-yard line, and he's going to be tripped up here at about the 32. Tackle was made in there by Xander Schmidt of Hastings, St. Cecilia. The quarterback keeper there by Kyle Guerin. He finds some running room to the left side, picks up about 6 yards in the play. Omaha Scott out on top of Plattsmouth late in the first quarter, 14-0 is the score there. Lincoln Pius out on top of North Platte, 12-0. They've got 6 minutes to play in quarter number one. St. Cecilia out on top of Centennial here, 14-6. 9:46 to play in quarter number two from Utica tonight. Centennial with the ball, Guerin in the shotgun set. Man goes in motion now. They hand the ball away to Cross. The man was in motion. Logan is going to have the first down as he brings it across the 35 out to about the 39 or 40-yard line. So Logan Klaus just came in motion back toward the quarterback. They hand it away to him. He just sweeps it on the right end, and he takes it up to about the 40-yard line. At a first down here for the Broncos. Grand Island Northwest out on top of Hastings High, 7-0 is the score. Sydney out on top of Holdridge in the first quarter. It is 7-3. Kearney Catholic's now got a 13-0 lead over Ord. No score between Gibbon and Wood River. First down, 10 yards to go here for Centennial. They have the ball on their own 40-yard line. Guerin has got the ball, pitches it back late, and they're in trouble now. They make something out of nothing there as they bring it across the 40 out to about the 42. They went to the short side of the field. Guerin looked like he wanted to keep the ball himself. Then in the last second, pitches the ball back on a late pitch there, and it's going to be covered up there by H.C. St. Cecilia. Pick up of only about 1 yard in the play. We'll call it second down and 9. Football is sitting at the 41 of Centennial.
That was Andrew Bader on the carry there. Bader with 3 carries now and only 3 yards. He was the leading ball carrier coming in to this year from last year with up close to 700 yards. Second down and about 9 here for the Broncos.
Here's Guerin again. Play action pass rolls to his left. Look out. Here comes the pressure. Guerin has still got it. And Lodes is going to be caught here. Caught at about the 45-yard line and then decked here on the sideline. That catch is made by Eric Heine, the tight end, and he was leveled over here by Xander Schmidt and others for Hastings St. Cecilia. So a short pickup, about the 41 out to the 45-yard line. We'll give him 4 yards in a play, and Centennial now looking at third down. Third down at about 5 yards to go from their own 45. St. Cecilia backing up as if that was a third down call there. That's not the case.
Yeah, Brulette and Pino running down. They were all the way down to about their own 20-yard line. And, hey, come on back, fellas. This is a third down five call here for Centennial.
They'll spread the field. Wide receivers all over the place again. Here comes a man in motion on the near side. That's Clowns. Guerin has got the ball. He's going to run it himself. Trapped. Now he gets away. 45 into the 46, 47, and down he goes. Now the ball comes loose. It is back here at the 40-yard line. It's going to be covered here by Centennial. So the first fumble of the ball game, Centennial is going to get back on top of it. That's going to be Aaron DeWard who got back on top of it for the Broncos. They had the ball around the 47, which still was going to be about 3 yards shy of a first down, and the ball was pulled loose. They went backwards out here to the 40. That's where DeWard fell back out of the football. So it's now fourth down and 10 for Centennial. And now they're going to punt the football away. Now Brulette and Tino sees if Tino can drop back. They will at their own 20-yard line. Here's the punt by Centennial as he gets the ball away. End-over-end kick. Brulette grabs the ball at about the 27, back to the 30. He's at the 35 and inches his way to the 40, to about the 41-yard line. That's where Saints to say will start. The tackle is made in there down on special teams is Andrew Heine. Down on the special teams, a 6'2", 205-pound senior, making a stop there for Centennial. So a 14-6 ball game, 7 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the second quarter from Utica here tonight. St. Cecilia with the ball. They scored in the first two possessions here tonight. 11 plays, 70 yards, capped off by a 54-yard touchdown pass from Xander Schmidt to Cesar Tino. Then they go, 11 plays, 70 yards, 6 plays, 85 yards on that first drive. 11 plays, 70 yards on the second drive. They get a 3-yard touchdown from Xander Schmidt. First down, 10 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball on their own 40. Pitch play, Bruliant. He's got it at the 41, 42, and down he goes. Over there for the Centennial Broncos is going to be number 76. That's Jacob Rayford. Rayford is 6 foot, 190-pound senior for the Broncos. Really, that picks up about 3 yards in the play. Second down and 7. The football. Those are the football sitting right at the 43.
Boy, and not only can Groffel run the football, he was leading the way out there blocking, and he was able to take that defender, drive him about 5-6 yards downfield, giving Nick some positive yardage. We'll give him 3 yards on the carry. It'll be second down and 7, 6:58 and counting here till halftime.
Cesar Tino out to the left side. Going to have a couple of backs. That's going to be Groffel and also Bruliette in the backfield. Xander waiting for the ball. He's got it. He backs up, throws it out there. That's a Bruliette on the screen play. Down the sideline at the 50. Spins away 45-40. Down the sideline and decked out of bounds at about the 38 of Centennial. Nice play there by Bruliette as he takes it right down the sideline, right in front of the St. Cecilia bench before he's finally popped out of bounds there by Centennial. Over there on the tackle is going to be Kyle Guerin, but not before Bruliette takes the ball down to the Bronco 38-yard line, first down.
6 carries and 47 yards for Bruliette, 2 receptions and 25 yards. We'll give him 18 on that one. And again, just a screen pass set up great right over to the far side of the field in front of the Hawk bench. And Bruliette able to break a couple of tacklers and take it inside Bronco territory down to the 38, call it the 39-yard line with the clock running here with 6:39.
All right, Cesar Tino is your wide receiver, split to the left side. We've got Avery Driscoll in the slot off to the left side. The backs this time with the I formation. Here's Xander, hands the ball away. That's a Groffel again inside handoff as he takes the ball down to about the 30-yard line. That's Tyler Wilner carrying the ball there. Tyler Wilner spelling Groffel in there in the fullback slot. Tyler Wilner, the 185-pound junior, gets his first carry of the season. It makes a pretty good success as he moves the ball down to about the 30. We'll give him a pickup of 7 yards in the play, second down in the short 3. Now the backs in the I formation as Wilner stays in there. That's going to be Groffel moving back to the I-back position now for head coach Carl Tesmer. And he's going to get the call here as he looks inside. Groffel's going to bounce outside. He's at the 30, makes a cut back inside to the 25, down to the 20-yard line, first down. He falls forward to about the 19. Tackle is made in there by Dakota Wollenweber on the Centennial defense, but not before Groffel moves the ball down to about the 19-yard line. So they put Wilder in there now. It's a fullback. They move Groffel back to the tailback position. And that's a load coming out of the tailback slot as the Groffel takes the ball down to about the 19-yard line. You've got a 210-pound tailback all of a sudden.
Well, and he just it's amazing over the years how St. Cecilia has had so many gifted running backs in that position, whether it be fullback or I-back, but they just are so tough. They continue to keep taking hits. Second effort is always a key for Carl Tesmer's running back, but Groffel now with 7 carries and 52 yards had probably given Bruliette a little breather. He's been catching the football, running it, doing a little bit of everything out there for the Hawks.
Tonight's game under the lights is brought to you in part by Krieger Electric, serving the greater Hastings Quad County area since 1950 with complete electrical service for all commercial, industrial, or residential needs. Call Krieger Electric at 402-462-5757, or you can catch them online at KriegerElectric.com. We're in Utica here tonight. Second road game for us. Hastings High last week had that 3-overtime thriller over the Seward Blue Jays, 48-41. Down the road with Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight, and the Hawks have the lead 14-6 over Centennial. Quick timeout as St. Cecilia will come back to the line of scrimmage. We'll be looking at a first down here. First down and 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is sitting at about the 19-yard line. Hawks moving from our left to our right here in the second quarter of play. Bruliette back in there as the tailback as Groffel moves back to the fullback position, and we're going to have some movement here as Groffel got off to a quick start there, and an illegal procedure call. But Groffel moves the house moves. Yeah. Everybody saw that one. It's going to cost the Hawks 5 yards.
Yeah, disappointed with himself. That's only a second penalty for St. Cecilia. Remember, we started this ball game out with two consecutive penalties, one on each squad. And that one there is the third penalty total on the evening as Groffel moves early. It'll cost the Hawks 5. They'll bring the football back to about the 24-yard line with 5:53 left to go till half. Hawks on top, 14-6.
All right, Cesar Tino is the wide receiver to the left side. Hawks will send a tight end to the right side of the formation. That's Ryan Baker who's into the ball game now. The tight end lined up to the right. Here's Xander Schmidt. Hands it away to Brulian. It's across the 20. Brulian still on his feet, down to about the 16-yard line before he's buried there by the Centennial defense. So Brulian gets another call there. Down to about the 16-yard line. St. Cecilia looking at a second down situation now. High school football tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Line of scrimmage to 16. Second down and about 7 yards to go for the Hawks. Cesar Tino again, your wide receiver, split to the left side. Cannon Howell back into the ball game as they tight end lined up to the right side of the formation. Shuffling plays now with the tight ends over there. Back to the I formation. Xander hands it away. Brulliette looks inside. 15 down to the 13-yard line. Penalty flags come in from all directions. Brilliant is knocked down on the play at about the 13-yard line. Somebody may have got a piece of a face mask here as it came in from all directions there.
Yeah, that's going to be the signal. The early signal is, the Whitecaps going to call it out here. I think it was a face mask on Centennial. It is officially, so I believe that's probably just going to be the 5-yard variety, so it'll still be, I don't believe it'll be a first down yet for the Hawks.
Officials going to discuss things here. We're inside the 20-yard line, so they'll march off the penalty here against the Centennial. And they'll move the ball down to about the 8-yard line, where it's going to bring up a first down. So first down and goal, half of the distance to the goal line there on the Centennial Broncos. And the Hawks looking to put their third score on the board here tonight. St. Cecilia on top by a score of 14-6. Ralph in the backfield. Brulian is back there. Going to have Avery Driscoll lined up as the wing back off of the right side. Cesar Tino split out that way. Xander looking over the defense from the 8-yard line. Xander pitches the ball back. Brulliette, 10-yard line. Brulliette at the 5, knocked forward down to about the 3. Nick Brulliette, the 140-pound senior, not a lot of meat on his bones, but he finds a little seam there and takes it down to about the 3-yard line where St. Cecilia will be looking at second down and goal from the 3.
8 carries, 62 yards now for Brulliette. A couple of catches, 25 yards. I got to talk to John. I said, that's all you could do over the summer. You couldn't get any more beef and noodles into him. He says he ate like a hog, but he couldn't gain any weight, only 145 pounds. But he's tougher than a $2 steak out there as he picks up 6, second and goal for the Hawks.
All right, Xander Schmidt, quarterback sneak. He goes straight ahead. He scores his second touchdown on the ground here tonight as he takes it into the end zone for the score. His second quarterback sneak for a score here in this ball game. He's also thrown a 54-yard touchdown pass. St. Cecilia now goes out on top with 4:17 to play in the second quarter. Now 20-6 Hawks.
Xander with a couple of starts last year, as we mentioned in the pregame show, spelling the injured Phil Hamburger in the playoffs. But Xander having a good night again. 2 touchdown runs, 7 carries, 19 yards. He's been sacked once. And passing the football tonight, 91 yards through the air for Xander Schmidt, as we've got the PAT coming with Schmidt kicking.
Luke Carey will kneel. Ball is down. The kick is up, and Xander sends it off to the right side. It is no good. So Xander Schmidt misses his second extra point there in the ball game here tonight, but St. Cecilia still got the lead. 4 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in quarter number two. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 20, Centennial 6.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Utica, Loomis out on top of Amherst, 6-0 during the second quarter. Adams Central has got the lead, 7-0 in their ball game over Cozad. We'll get you some more scores coming up here. Lexington and York, they're tied up at 7 points apiece in their ball game. Holdridge out on top of Sydney, 10-6 there in the second quarter. Gibbon 6 and Wood River 0. Kearney Catholic leading Ord 20-0 there in the first quarter. There's the kickoff going to be fielded here at about the 15-yard line. Running the ball back for Centennial is going to be David Payne again. Payne brings it to about the 23. Not a long way from the near side off to the far side, and he got it up to about the 23-yard line. That's where Centennial will start. First down, 10 yards to go.
St. Cecilia in this first half has run 29 offensive plays for 225 total yards of offense. Centennial, on the other hand, has run 12 plays for 102 yards, but they have a 79-yard touchdown earlier in this ball game. They'll have the football. They'll spot it down at the 22-yard line. 4:11 left to go till half.
This is going to be Guerin coming up to the line of scrimmage again with a wide receiver, Clout, split out wide to the left side. Backs to the I formation this time with a wide out to the right side of the formation as well. First down and 10 for their own 22, and we got more laundry. More laundry out there as the penalty flags fly, and this will be an illegal procedure call here against Centennial. And don't forget, you can get scores to your smartphone just as we do here in the booth. Just text the words Platte River Preps to 90210. They'll get you a scoring update and all the area scores throughout South Central Nebraska every 15 minutes or so. Platte River Preps to 90210. They'll get the scoring updates in high school football throughout this 2012 high school football season. First down, 15 yards to go. Ball is pushed back here to the 17-yard line. Here's a Kieran, wants to throw under pressure. He's hit, and he's going to be written down all the way inside the 5-yard line. That is going to be Joel Groffel in there again. Also in there for St. Cecilia is going to be number 52, Andy Fanning, who's into the ball game. Fanning, a 190-pound sophomore. I think I got that number right, but it was Joel Groffel that got to him first. Groffel had a sensational year last year as well on defense. He recorded 108 tackles, recovered two fumbles for St. Cecilia. The ball pushed all the way back here inside the 10-yard. They're going to move the ball back to the 6. It's going to bring up second down and 25 yards to go. That was a loss of 15 yards on the quarterback sack there by Joe Groffel. Guerin now stands in the shotgun formation, his toes sitting about the 1-yard line of Centennial. He fakes and now hands the ball away, and that's not going to go too far either. It's a couple of yards there. That's carrying the ball was Andrew Bader. Bader, the 5'11", 170-pound junior for Centennial. He gets a couple of yards, and now St. Cecilia wants to burn one of their timeouts here. They got Centennial backed up here inside their own 10-yard line, and they want to maybe force a punt and have another chance to get some points on the scoreboard. So we got a timeout, St. Cecilia 3:17 to play in the second quarter. It's St. Cecilia 20, Centennial 6.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
1230 KHAS.
Gibbon now on the top of Wood River. It is 13-0. They are in the second quarter. Class D2 tonight, Loomis 6, Amherst nothing. They are in the second quarter. A reminder, after the ball game here tonight, join us for the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Tyson Erbronic will be along. All the scores from what is officially week number one of the high school football season. We played a week zero last week. So third down, 23 yards to go. Centennial is backed up here after the quarterback sack. They've got the ball on their own 8-yard line. Guerin is up under center. He turns, and now he's going to flip the ball back here on a reverse play. Where the ball is going to be Clowns. Clowns trying to get outside. He does. He's at the 10-yard line and still on his feet out to about the 15, 16-yard line. That's where he's going to be stopped there. He's going to be far short of the first down, however. So they flip it back here to Logan Clowns coming back on the reverse play to the wide side of the field. St. Cecilia stayed home. Makes a nice play on the ball, and now the Hawks want to burn another timeout. We're going to have a fourth down situation here, fourth down and long, with 3:03 left in the second quarter. St. Cecilia preserves some precious moments off of the clock there, and they call the timeout. We'll take a quick break. 3:03 to play second quarter. St. Cecilia 20, Centennial 6.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Fourth down, 17 yards to go. Centennials have to punt the football away on their own 15-yard line. St. Cecilia get great field position. Hawks will back up to their own 50, receive this punt. St. Cecilia already out on top by a score of 20-6. Here's the punt. High in the air, center of the field. It's going to bounce to the 42. Makes a little bit of bounce across the 45. Out to about the 46, 47-yard line, maybe to the 48. It's going to be down there by Centennial's Andrew Bader. That was a kick of about 34 yards there for Centennial. But St. Cecilia, Jimmy, with still plenty of time on the clock, 2:51 to play. In the first half, they got one timeout left.
Yeah, the Hawks able to get that big quarterback sack and then flex their muscles on the defensive side of things, call a couple of timeouts, and all the time in the world, really, for St. Cecilia. They've got the ball at the 49 of Centennial. But again, Cesar Tino, you got to look at him. He's a deep threat. He scored already today with a 54-yard touchdown pass from Xander Smith. And the Hawks will be in the gun here. A couple of backs back there. That is Groflin, Bruletta. Xander is in the shotgun.
All right, Driscoll comes in motion to the near side. We got penalty flags down. Hawks may have been in motion as Driscoll came to the near side. Hawks were in the shotgun set. There's an illegal procedure call against St. Cecilia. So, seeing some penalties in for the first game of the season. For St. Cecilia, that's going to be their third penalty of this first half. That's going to bring the ball back here inside hot territory at the 46. You don't want to see that with a time, really, the problem here. 2:51 left in quarter number two. St. Cecilia trying to put some more points on the scoreboard, and now they march it back across the midfield point.
I believe Alex Sheehy's a guilty party there, the right tackle for St. Cecilia. So, again, five-yard march off first. And 15 here, the ball back at the 46-yard line.
Tino and Driscoll split out wide to the left. Now Driscoll comes in motion on the near side. Waiting on the snap is Xander Smith. Play action pass. Xander wants to throw. He launches the ball downfield. Cesar Tino is out there. Makes the catch to the 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Cesar Tino. A 54-yard touchdown pass for Cesar Tino. That's the second time that the combination is hooked up on a 54-yard pass play. And the Hawks score quickly, 26-6, St. Cecilia.
Evan Klineski not happy, the head coach for Centennial down here. There was a possible hold on that left side. I think the Hawks may have got away with one over there as they tackled the end that was rushing in there. But Xander Smith, again, right on the money to Cesar Tino. That is back-to-back, not back-to-back, but two 54-yard touchdown receptions for Tino. And again, we mentioned he's a speedster. He really come on last year towards the end of the year with some good hands and showed that he is the deep threat. And the Hawks score from 54 yards out. They'll line up and go for two as they miss the priority.
All right, 26-6 is the score now. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Xander. Option play. Pitches the ball back to Bruletta. Eludes one man. Eludes a second man. He dives for the end zone. He's in it for the two-point conversion. All Bruletta that time. They had penetration. The defense had penetration, Jimmy, but Bruletta just got away and they found a little seam and takes the ball into the end zone for the two-point conversion. 2:42 to play now in the first half. Hastings St. Cecilia 28, Centennial 6.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up on the Tyson Auto Care halftime show here tonight, we'll visit the Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper. The Broncos still in preparation mode. They've got one more week to go before they open their 2012 season next Saturday on the road in Sioux Center, Iowa against the Dort Defenders.
Yeah, last year Hastings College again drew the bye week on that first game out of the shoot, and then they just got back-to-back-to-back games in a tough, tough GPAC conference. But again, we'll be looking so forward to that trip next week to Sioux Center, Iowa. Such a beautiful, beautiful traveling. It'll be a little easier this year. We don't have to take the bypass around. They've got the interstate all fixed up now. As Michael Wynn is into the football for St. Cecilia.
Payne is going to handle this one at the 15. Angles left, 20. He's back to the 25, and down he goes, collared and thrown down there by the special teams at St. Cecilia. That's Ty Mangers down there. Mangers, a 185-pound junior, making the stop on special teams. So the Hawks are out on top. The score is 28-6 here in the second quarter with 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the period. We'll see what Centennial can get going here. They have scored on a long touchdown pass themselves, a 79-yard touchdown pass with 29 seconds to play in the first quarter. So they've got the potential to go long here. Al Guerin is back in there at quarterback. They've got the two wide receivers split to the left. Wide receiver out to the right side. Clowns comes in motion back toward the quarterback. Option play to the far side. Guerin has still got the ball. Late pitch comes out to Clowns. He's going to be hitting down. He goes. That's going to be Joel Grauple again, number 34, into the stop for St. Cecilia. They went send that one to the right side of the field, which is the wide open side there. His ball was on the near side hash. But Grauple is over there defensively for St. Cecilia.
Update in from Lloyd Wilson Field. Boy, maybe a little bit of a hangover after the three overtime victory for Hastings High. I believe it's Zach Rose, the quarterback for Grand Island Northwest, threw an 89-yard touchdown pass. So with 4 minutes left to go till half at Lloyd Wilson Field, Grand Island Northwest 21, Hastings High nothing.
Somebody jumped. That was David Payne who was slapped on the spot over here to the left side. So a 5-yard penalty, illegal procedure here on Centennial. So Northwest out on top of Hastings High, 21-0 at Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here, 28-6. At last check, it was Adams Central out on top of Cozad, 7-0. They were in the second quarter. Ball is moved back here to the 17-yard line. Guerin is in the shotgun set. One lone set back, two wide receivers to the left side. Guerin waiting on a snap. He's got it. Now rolls to his left, dancing his way. He unloads. It's going to be caught and then drops. Aaron DeWard had the ball in his hands out here to about the 30-yard line or so. It drops out of his hands. Cannon Howell back in coverage for Hastings St. Cecilia. It's an incomplete pass. Third down, 17 yards to go. The ball is spotted on the 18-yard line of Centennial.
Well, and again, a tough pass for a right-handed quarterback as Guerin rolled to the left side, threw it right over top of the defender. I believe that was Xander Schmidt out there. But again, DeWard had his hands, both mitts right on the football. That would have been very close to a first down, but it falls incomplete. Brings up third down, 17 yards to go. The ball is on the 18. There's a buck 34 left to go here in Centennial.
From the shotgun set again. Ball's on the far side hash mark. Guerin backs up. He fakes the ball to the right. He's still got time. It runs the ball downfield. It's going to be picked off. Picked off by the Hawks to the 40-yard line. Back to the 30. 25 down to the 20-yard line. Bringing the ball back for St. Cecilia was Luke Carey. Guerin just throws that ball up there. A lot of air under that one. And Luke Carey pulls the ball down right on the far sideline and takes it down inside Centennial territory. And now the Hawks can take points again. We still got 1:21 to play, and we got a penalty there on the far sideline as well. We're going to have a holding call, I think, on St. Cecilia. So they had great field position at about the 21 or 22-yard line. Now we're going to have a penalty marched off here against the St. Cecilia on the return of the interception by Luke Carey. So the first interception of the ball game for Luke Carey. And now they're going to bring the ball all the way back here across the 40-yard line after the 43.
Wow, that ball is going to be down inside the 30-yard line on the return from Carey again to Centennial. Guerin just stopping, dropping back deep, throws that ball downfield. Again, Luke Carey had all kinds of time to get underneath of that. They were going for Klontz, their big play threat down the right side. But again, a Carey interception, but a holding call. That is the fourth penalty on St. Cecilia here in the first half, and they'll spot the ball down at the 43. But again, 1:21 left to go. You got to watch Cesar Tino. He split out wide to the right side.
Driscoll is in the slot. Xander Schmidt's going to roll this way. Cox the yard. Now he's going to run it himself across the 40. He's going to be chopped down at the 40-yard line. And it'll stop there for Centennial. There's going to be a Dalton Dye. Dye, a 5'11", 200-pound senior for the Broncos. Hawks now quickly up to the, well, they're back to the huddle now. They're going to huddle things up. Second down. At about, 6 yards to go, gain of 4 on the last play there by Xander Schmidt. Hawks in and out of the huddle, showing no urgency right now to get to the line of scrimmage.
No, just doing the slow little waltz up to the line of scrimmage. The clock's inside a minute down to 45 and counting.
Xander with a wide receiver out to the left side. Driscoll in the slot. Pitch back to Brouillette. Then he pitches the ball back here to Cesar Tino. Tino at the 40, 35, and he's run out of bounds here at about the 31 or 32-yard line. So reverse play there goes to the speedster, Cesar Tino, trying to get his speed outside. He's going to be knocked out of bounds here at about the 32. That's about as creative as the Carl Tesmer playbook right there. That's a reverse play.
Yeah, that was just a pitch to the left side with Brouillette, and then Tino was lined up, split out wide left. He comes in motion, in the reverse form and just gets the pitch from Brouillette, takes it around the right end. And now what are we going to have? Here we go again. We got yet another measurement here in this first half.
Oh, yeah, the Jeb Grant Shoulder Insurance Measurement Gang is going to make their way across the field here with the second measurement of this ball game. It was a second down and six. So see if Cesar Tino got to the first down stakes here as the Jeb Grant Shoulder Insurance Measurement Gang puts the sticks down, and it's going to be a first down. It's going to be a first down here for the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks as they'll put the football down at about the 32.
Oh, my goodness.
Still not getting used to all the notoriety of the broadcast, huh?
No, and out in the public, people clawing, prodding, trying to
get a glimpse of yourself.
Get into the get on board with the live spots. But that first down is first down number 11 for St. Cecilia in the ball game. That puts them down to the Bronco 32-yard line. They'll have 35.3 seconds left to go here till half.
Xander now in the gun. Wide receivers out to the left and to the right. That's Driscoll coming in motion. They fake the ball off to a Groffel. Xander now in trouble, and he throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it back to a Groffel, but good penetration there by the Centennial Broncos defense. They disrupt that one almost from the word go. Xander Schmidt had nowhere to go. He just tosses that out there. It's an incomplete pass to Joe Groffel, and that's going to bring up a second down and 10 situation at about the 32 of Centennial.
That is the first incomplete pass in six attempts for Xander Schmidt. He was really running along a good night so far. 145 of passing, a couple of touchdowns, and an update from Lloyd Wilson Field. It is Hastings High gets on the board. Tyler Rebarger runs in from 10 yards out, so it's 21-7. And halftime at Patriots Field, it's Adams Central 7, Cozad nothing.
Second down, 10 yards to go here for St. Cecilia from the 32 of Centennial. And now another penalty flag comes down as the Hawks try to run this play. St. Cecilia out on top of the score is 28-6 over Centennial. Now we got a delay of game called here against St. Cecilia. So that's penalty number 5 chalked up on the Hawks here in the first half. Cannon Howell is going to check out of the ball game now. Bringing the play in is going to be Ryan Baker. Baker, the 180-pound junior tight end, bringing the play in from head coach Carl Tesmer off of the far sideline. Line of scrimmage is now the 37, where St. Cecilia is looking at second down and 15 yards to go. Hawks in Centennial territory here, moving from our left to our right here in the second period. Already with a 28-6 lead here in this ball game, and now we got another whistle. Now we got a timeout called. St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout as Carl Tesmer makes his way out of the football field to talk things over with his offensive unit. 29.9 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 28, Centennial 6.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uridel at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And Jimmy Bunch in Grand Island Northwest leading Hastings High 21-7. Holdridge 10, Sydney 6. Lexington and York, they're tied up at 7 points apiece. Connie Catholic has got a 20-0 lead over Ord. Gibbon and Wood River, a barn burner up there. And Wood River, 13-13, the score there. Adams Central out on top of Cozad, 7-0. AC St. Cecilia with a lead here, 28-6. Ravenna leading Superior in the second quarter, 34-0. There's a Xander Schmidt on second down and 15 yards to go. Wants to throw the ball, center of the field. Nice catch there by Cesar Tino at the 25-yard line and ridden down at the 23. Cesar climbs the ladder there at the 25 to haul that pass in from Xander Schmidt. Advances the ball down to the 23-yard line. And St. Cecilia going to be very close to a first down. We'll call third down and about a yard to go. St. Cecilia quickly up to the line of scrimmage here. Third and one. And now Xander mishandles the snap there. And he goes down and touches his knee, so a loss of about a half a yard in the play, and now St. Cecilia, I think, is forgetting what down it is. Now it should be a fourth down in there. Now it's going to be the end of the first half as time runs out. So St. Cecilia didn't have any timeouts left when Xander fumbled that snap away. They get to the halftime mark. So St. Cecilia squanders away an opportunity to put more points on the scoreboard here in the second quarter. But the Hawks will take a lead into the locker room at halftime. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 28, Centennial 6. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings College battled back from a 21-0 deficit. Had the ball, but could not convert on a fourth down situation. The ball game is going to be over. Plenty to work on, but plenty of hope following what they put on the field here this afternoon.
But our players, you know, I can't speak enough of them. A lot of times when guys face adversity, they kind of fold and kind of put it on the back burner and just kind of bail. We got to continue to get better and not rest on what happened last year.
We've waited. Another year of Hastings College football is upon us, and this year, we finish.
For the first time in a few years, we return some experience. We return some great leadership over there, and we're going to rely on these guys for most of this season. You know, we just got to continue to get better.
It's Hastings College football on your home for Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS, on September 8th. A new chapter unfolds.
Dostal throws it. It is caught. Touchdown. It is caught for a touchdown.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Shaw back here in Utica tonight. We're at halftime of our high school football game of the week. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top on a score of 28-6. Halftime show is brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 37 years in business, you can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care, 3rd in Denver in downtown Hastings. St. Cecilia scoring in their first two offensive series here tonight. First series, six plays, 85 yards. A camper, a 54-yard touchdown pass. Xander Schmidt to Cesar Tino. Point after touchdown was no good. St. Cecilia led 6-0. Later on in the first quarter, they get a 3-yard touchdown run from Xander Schmidt. Caps an 11-play, 70-yard drive. Two-point conversion was good. St. Cecilia had the lead 14-0. Centennial comes right back. Before the end of the first quarter, they get a 79-yard touchdown pass from Kyle Guerin to Logan Clowns. Point after touchdown was no good. St. Cecilia had a 14-6 lead with 29 seconds to play in the first quarter. And in period number two, Xander Schmidt, a 2-yard quarterback sneak for a touchdown. The point after was no good. An 8-play, 60-yard drive. St. Cecilia had a 20-6 lead. And the Hawks then score about 90 seconds later. On a 54-yard touchdown pass from Xander Schmidt to Cesar Tino. That combination hooking up for the second time tonight. Two-point conversion, no good. And that's the way we, or actually, a two-point conversion was good. That's the way we stand here at halftime with Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Centennial tonight on the score of 28-6.
Well, Xander Schmidt with his first start of the 2012 season again, playing a couple of games last year, but looks very comfortable in there, and the Hawk offense is up and running. Here in the first game of the 2012 season, Xander Schmidt passing there in the first half. Xander very efficient, 6 of 8 passing for 159 yards, 2 touchdowns, both of them going to Cesar Tino from 54 yards out. The Hawks rushed the football 26 times for 145 yards, so 304 yards of total offense for that high-powered Hawk machine in the first half, 35 offensive plays for St. Cecilia in the half. We look at some individual leaders again. Cesar Tino having a big night. 5 receptions, 132 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He's also rushed the ball once for 4 yards. Rushing the football, leading ball carrier, Nick Brulia, 9 carries, 65 yards. Xander Schmidt, 8 carries, 24 yards, and Joel Groffel, 7 carries and 52 yards. The Hawks again with 11 first downs in that first half. We look on the side of Centennial, not a lot of numbers. Broncos only run 18 offensive plays in that first half. Passing, Guerin was 2 of 6 passing, 84 yards. He had a touchdown and a pick. That pick went to Luke Carey for Randy Aaron's secondary. The Broncos rushed the football just 12 times for only 13 yards. A lot of that yardage come off with a 16-yard sack there in that second quarter by the Hawk defense. So 97 yards of total offense, two first downs was all Centennial was able to have, 18 offensive plays run. But again, time of possession and that first half really won by St. Cecilia. Five penalties, probably the dark spot as far as the St. Cecilia first half goes. They tended to make a lot of mistakes there, and really a costly one. I thought the Hawks had an opportunity to take a couple of shots at the end zone with Tino there once they got the football back. But again, they squandered that opportunity away. But wow, Cesar Tino looking good at that receiver spot as the Hawks are out comfortably here, 28-6.
We're at halftime in Utica here tonight. Second half coming up in just a couple of minutes. Break away. You had a visit with Tony Harper, Hastings College head football coach. We will hear from him coming up on the Tice Auto Care halftime show. Again, our score here at halftime, St. Cecilia out on top of the Centennial Broncos by a score of 28-6. We're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities, as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Talking with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper. The Broncos still in the preparation stages. They get ready for their 2012 season opener. It's going to be next Saturday, September 8th at Dorton. Coach, I'll tell you what, it's been a long preseason. You guys anxious to get started?
Yeah, we definitely are. You're talking about we're still in preparation. It seems like we've been in preparation for about a month, month and a half now. But we're looking forward to it. We're really excited for that game to come around. But we still got a lot of work to do.
Last week, last Saturday, held a situational practice in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. Feelings out of that thing?
You know, the biggest thing that I wanted to get out of that thing was the guys going out and competing. And I'll be honest with you, my main concern going into it was we would be sloppy, we would be unorganized, you know, kind of not keeping our heads and our composure. But very proud of the guys and how they came out and responded to some adversity. They did a good job, you know, after we turned that ball over early, we were able to move the ball offensively. Defensively, we saw a lot of breakdowns, but we saw guys running. You know, we saw some of our speed. So all in all, I think it was a success, but it also showed some of our weaknesses that we've got to get cleaned up before Dort.
Talk about the weaknesses that you saw.
Well, defensively, you know, I'm always going to start with defense. We didn't really fit the run very well. At times, we over-pursued, and you kind of get that when you got a lot of first-year starters and young guys out there. They just took their angles and went instead of making sure they got their right fits. In the secondary now, we saw some good things there. I think some of their big catches was some of our drops at linebacker. Defensive line, we did not play very well. John Melise had a good game. Obviously, we held out a couple other guys due to some major or some knick-knack injuries. But, you know, we got to make sure we take on that power game and we anchor that D-line a little bit, especially with those young linebackers. Offensively, you know, we can't turn the ball over. We did a couple times. Again, we got to hold on to that ball. You saw some good things, though, with Kendall Ferguson out there catching the ball. He's going to be a big old target. Matt Overmiller really put his name in a hat. He really performed very well. Our protection up front needs to get cleaned up a little bit, but you know, that's kind of where we're at there on offense. Now, special teams-wise, we probably would have had about four or five punts blocked, and you're going to win or lose the first two or three games of the season on special teams, so we got a lot of work to do in that area.
Let's just talk about the quarterbacks a little bit. John Dostal, what appeared to be a number one hold coming into the fall camp, and Matt had a great scrimmage last Saturday. How has that all worked out this week in practice?
You know, what it's done is kind of a lot of fire underneath John, you know, and what it's also done is it's given Matt confidence. And, again, those two guys do a great job of feeding off each other. I think it makes us coaches feel a little bit more comfortable with each one of them. You know, Coach Kamara's done a great job bringing Matt along. He's also done a great job of putting John in a position to be like, okay, let's be accountable now. We can't start the game slow with the turnover like we did, you know, in that scrimmage against Wesleyan. So you know, the good thing is those are our two guys, and nothing is ever set in stone, and they're both preparing like they're both starters. And I think that's the biggest thing. You don't see one guy sitting in the back room just kind of hanging out. They're up, sitting in the front two rows, paying attention, getting extra film work in, and that's a credit to those guys and Coach Kamara.
Coach, you're really two different style of quarterbacks. Is there a chance we might play with both of them throughout the year?
Oh, you know, I don't ever want to tip my hat, and I'm not smart enough to hide secrets from you, but I'll tell you this, you will see both of them. And it was kind of funny in the scrimmage on Saturday. Matt ran a little we're running the quarterback a little bit more than what we have in the past, especially with John. And Matt took off with one of our zone read plays, and he came over to the sidelines and just smiled at me and says, "Coach, I told you I could run a little bit." So, the good thing is we don't really have to change too much of our philosophy if it's Matt or John, you know. And that's a good thing for us and a credit to those two.
And the third-string quarterback, we saw the emergence of Kendall Ferguson, but a different position. You guys had him out as a wideout on Saturday.
I tell you what, when we went out to practice about a week ago, and I saw this big old 6'5 guy running around catching routes, and I asked Coach Holzclaw, "Did you guys go out and recruit somebody else that I didn't know about?" You know, he's out there. He had a couple drops in practices and things like that, but the good thing with Kendall is he was a quarterback. He knows the system. He knows where receivers and tight ends are supposed to go. And right now, Coach Holzclaw's got him lined up at the tight end. He's just a mismatch. I mean, a 6'5", 220 pounds, he's like tight ends that are in this league at Northwestern and Morningside. That's what we have to go against every Saturday defensively. Kendall, you know, there's no pressure on him. He's really relaxed. We put him on a couple verticals, a couple out routes. He runs smooth. He's athletic. We're excited to see Kendall on the field this year.
You've got another scrimmage coming up on Saturday. What are you looking for on Saturday?
It's going to be a little bit more of a game. I mean, we're going to have our pregame meal at the normal time at 8:30. We're going to have our meetings like we normally would before games. We're going to go out at the same time they would at a 1 o'clock start. It's basically to get everybody for a week away knowing what our schedule is, because we don't want to surprise them with anything. So that's kind of what we're doing from a mental standpoint of it. And then when we actually get into scrimmage, we're going to play football. We're going to run our defense against our offense, and we're just going to play. And even though we've been banging against each other, we really haven't been in a full four-quarter scrimmage yet. So we're wanting to go in there with the right mindset. We want to be physical. We want to get out there and learn a little bit more about ourselves.
One of the question marks on offense will be at the tailback position for Hastings. We got Keenan Balazs back there, but naturally we'll need more than one running back to get through this year.
Oh, without a doubt, especially in this league and some of the defenses they got. And, you know, everybody says this, and sometimes coaches mean it, sometimes they don't, but it really does start up front. And Coach Holzclaw's got some good young guys mixed with some good veterans coming back. That's where it's going to be really determined. But Keenan, you know, last year he started 9.5 games. He knows what the system is. He knows what we expect of him. We're excited for Keenan, and he's embracing it. He really is. And then, obviously, we're going to need some 2 and 3 guys. And there's a couple guys that have popped up in the scrimmage against Wesleyan and this week's scrimmages or practices. Caleb Kufall from Newman's had a really good camp. Obviously, you got big old Mertens back there at fullback. We can throw him at some tailback if we need to. Dustin Park from Arapahoe, Zach Lomason from Lincoln North Star, and a guy that we really didn't know a whole lot about, Sean Robnett from out in Colorado. You know, we knew he was a great return man, but we didn't know he was as smooth as he was at tailback. So all 4 or 5 of those guys have been getting reps this week.
Because of the situation here this year, have we had to tweak the offense at all in the last week or so?
You know, no, not really. You know, Coach Holzclaw, Coach Kamara, Coach McCauley, and Coach Mace do a good job over there. This is our system, and we got to make sure we put guys in position to be successful. Any coach will tell you, though, the system is the system. However, good coaches, good programs have to tweak it, you know, kind of like you say. You know, maybe this, for example, Caleb, he's a one-cut and get north and south type of guy. Sean Robnett, he's going to go left, going to go right, maybe backwards and forwards a little bit. So when we're calling stuff, we got to be aware of who we got in, and I think it's a credit to those offensive coaches. They communicate very well. They get together a lot as a staff and as a unit. So we've tweaked a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Game week preparation for Dort, has it started yet?
You know, really, I mean, it hasn't. You know, we keep telling our guys every day, fellas, don't worry about the outside pressures. Don't worry about when you're on that practice film and in football meetings, don't worry about what's going on in this or that. This is your time to focus on football. So we've really tried to take care of ourselves, especially, you know, what has happened to us here in the past few days and things like that. But the guys have done a pretty good job of buying into that. But we've also been watching, you know, Dort film from last year, kind of seeing the guys they got coming back, see what some things that they did against us that was successful. We've also been watching Waldorf film because Coach Youngblood, he came from Waldorf, so we're expecting some of that. But we won't get their full film until Sunday because those guys play Saturday. And then you're going to see some late night burning the midnight oil, I think, here in the next couple of days.
It's kind of a tough season opener for Hastings. Yeah, we're playing the team that's predicted to finish last in the GPAC, but it's the team that's also got a new coach, probably a new system in there. So in addition to being in the first game of the season, that's always tough.
I tell you what, and one thing with those guys, I've heard that they're going to be in five wide throwing the ball 90 times a game. Then next conversation, the next day, I'm hearing they're going to be running triple option. So I don't know if people are just kind of talking to be talking, but you're always nervous about the first game. And it really comes down to who is the most composed, who stays consistent, and it's got to be special teams, defense, and offense in that order to be successful in that first game.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Looking forward to it.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Jimmy Purcell and Gene Shaw back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth on the Tice Auto Care halftime show here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top, 28-6 over Centennial. Got some other scores to pass along to you. Grand Island Northwest out on top of Hastings High at halftime. The score is 28-7. Holdridge out on top of Sydney at halftime, 17-6. Also at halftime, the York Dukes leading the Lexington Minutemen, 17-7 is the score at halftime. Also at halftime, it's Kearney Catholic shutting out Ord by a score of 20-0. At halftime, Gibbon 13, Wood River 13. Adams Central has got a 7-0 lead over Cozad. They're at halftime. Twin River is out on top of Centura. Actually, it's a tie ball game now. 14-14, Twin River and Centura tied up with the break. AC St. Cecilia with the lead here over Centennial by a score of 28-6. Ravenna all over Superior tonight, 34-0. They are at halftime. Loomis is leading Amherst at halftime by a score of 19-6. Crete is leading Waverly at the halftime. The score is 21-14. Grand Island Central Catholic got on top of Minden. The score is 8-7. They are in the first quarter of play. So some interesting stuff going on. And Hastings High obviously having a tough time getting going against Grand Island Northwest tonight at Hastings College.
Yeah, we understand that Zach Rose, the quarterback for Grand Island Northwest, over 200 yards of passing against that Tiger defense. And again, you know, Rick talked about it in the postgame show. He said that we have to just wipe this in a way on Sunday because he said this could be an emotional drain. And boy, it's just a tough bounce back for the Tigers.
In the meantime, Hastings St. Cecilia out of the gates here, 28-6. They've got the advantage over Centennial. I thought maybe Centennial would play. The Hawks a little closer than they are, but St. Cecilia getting off to a good start. They scored in the first two series of the ball game tonight, jumped out to a 14-0 lead. It was in Centennial coming back and throwing a long touchdown pass of 79 yards to pull it in 14-6. But then St. Cecilia scoring the last two. They've got a 22-point lead here at halftime, 28-6. Good performance by Xander Schmidt in the first half. Good performance by Cesar Tino. Both the defenses cannot go step on step with Cesar Tino down the field here.
No, he's just he's going to be a tough guy to cover for any of the defenses that St. Cecilia matches up against this year. Tino with a couple of touchdowns, both of them from 54 yards out. Tino with 132 yards in that first half.
The halftime show has been brought to you by Tice Auto Care with over 37 years in business at 3rd of Denver in downtown Hastings. That's all I wanted to say. So now Michael Wynn is going to kick off here for St. Cecilia to begin the third quarter. Dropping back deep for Centennial is going to be number 24, David Payne. Payne stands at his own 12-yard line. So Centennial will move from our right to our left here in quarter number three. St. Cecilia with a lead 28-6. Wynn is into the football. Payne will grab it at the 15. He's back to the 20. to the center of the field, 25 to the 35, the seam, 35 to the 40, 45 to the 50, inside St. Cecilia territory, is brought down by C. Dertino at the 48-yard line. So a nice return there by Michael Payne, finally grabbed by C. Dertino at the St. Cecilia 48. That was a return of 34 yards on the return there by Michael Payne. 43 yards on the return by Michael Payne. And now we got an injured Hawk out here at the 50-yard line. So a nice return. And that's got the Centennial set up in St. Cecilia territory. Now we got to look like a Hawk with a cramp out here down at the 50. 11 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with a 28-6 lead over Centennial. That was a nice run there by Michael Payne. Found a little seam there right in the center of the field. And it was grabbed by Caesar Tino. He would have taken that one to the house.
And again, Payne with a couple of nice returns tonight. He had one in that first quarter. And I believe that's, yeah, Michael Wynn now setting up on the seat of his pants there at the 50-yard line. But again, Payne with a couple of nice returns tonight. He gets Centennial. They'll start out the second half just underway here as Michael Wynn will work his way off unattended. And they'll be in St. Cecilia territory. They'll hunt it down at the 47-yard line.
It looks like a cramping issue here with Wynn as he begins to make his way off of the field. So now the St. Cecilia defense, who performed pretty well, had a whole lot of yards for Centennial in that first half.
Just 97 yards of total offense, 84 through the air, 13 on the ground. But remember, Centennial scored on a 79-yard pass play when two St. Cecilia defenders fell down.
All right, the line of scrimmage, going to put it down at the 47. Guerin comes out, ball is on the far side hash. Guerin wants to throw, rolls out to his left side. He's going to unload the ball downfield, throws it up there, and a big collision, and it's going to be incomplete. Two Hawks are down here. Caesar Tino runs into a Xander Schmidt. The intended receiver was Logan Clouts. A lot of hit there, but it was between two St. Cecilia players, Jimmy.
Yeah, exactly. Caesar Tino and Nick Brulette back there. Actually, Xander Schmidt back there in coverage. Tino lays flat on his back at about the 15-yard line. There was a real good collision down there as they were going downfield for their big play guy in Logan Clontz. And now we'll have Doc Herbert and the training staff trot out and tend to Caesar Tino.
Yeah, so actually two St. Cecilia guys running into one another back there trying to deflect that ball away from Clontz. Caesar and Xander Schmidt back there. Brulette was back there. And now Caesar Tino is down on the field here for St. Cecilia at the 15-yard line. Caesar's already got a couple of touchdown passes for St. Cecilia in the ball game tonight. And now he's going to be all right. Caesar pops back up, and he's going to work himself off the field.
Might have just knocked the wind out of him. Like I said, it was a pretty good collision between him and Schmidt down there at about the 15-yard line. And, again, the Guerin just rolling to the left side, airing the ball out for Clowns. And I don't know whether maybe Caesar doesn't know really where he's at.
He was at the end of the field. I think he got knocked cuckoo. His cuckoo clock is ringing. And the medical staff for St. Cecilia is going to take him off of the field. They'll watch them. So a big hit back there, but a couple of Hawks run into each other. And Caesar Tino is now off the field. Well, the St. Cecilia defense, second down and 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the St. Cecilia 47. Kyle Guerin is the quarterback here for the Centennial Broncos. Ball is on the far side hash mark. Guerin up under center looking over the St. Cecilia defense. Long count here from the line of scrimmage. Finally, they give the ball away. And they get it to the 45 to about the 44. As Andrew Bader carrying the ball there. Bader, a 5'11", 170-pound junior, carries the ball from the 47 down to about the 44. We'll give him a pickup of 3 yards in the play. Third down now and 7 yards to go. Clock running. 11:25 to play here in quarter number three.
Well, we talked about Bader coming into the game last year, racking up close to 700 yards of offense. The Hawks have really kept him quiet. 5 carries and 11 yards for Bader on this third down call. 3rd and 8 at the ball at the 45-yard line.
Now we go with the shotgun set. Wide receivers put out wide to the right side. Guerin waiting on the snap. He's got it. Wants to throw. Guerin rolls to his right. He unloads it again downfield. And that's going to be way overthrown. It's going to be picked off. Picked off there by St. Cecilia. Avery Driscoll, I think, is the guy back there for St. Cecilia. He picks off a pass for the Hawks. That's his second interception of the ball game for the St. Cecilia defense. And the Hawks will have the ball back here with 10:53 to play in quarter number three.
Well, and again, Guerin just throwing into double coverage. And Driscoll down there, Johnny on the spot right in front of Carl Tesmer, picks off the football down at the but about the 25-yard line. So the Hawks will have their first possession at Patriots Field. Three plays into the second half. Adams Central scores. They lead Cozad now 14-0.
Good news. Cesar Tino back into the ball game now offensively. He splits out wide to the right side. The ball is resting between the 25 and the 26 of St. Cecilia. Xander Schmidt hands the ball away. That's Brouillette. Brouillette across the 30 out to about the 33. So Nick Brouillette spins away and brings the ball out to about the 33-yard line. We'll give him 7 yards in the play. Good running attack here tonight with Brouillette and Joel Grapple. Tell you what, the cup boards are far from being empty. Running back stable continues for Kyle Tesmer and the Hawks.
You know, it just continues year in and year out. They graduate a good back or two, and then they just put a couple more guys in there, and they've got a couple of dandies in Grapple and Brouillette. Brouillette with 10 carries now and 73 yards. 8 yard gain, second short.
Here's a handoff again to Brouillette. Shakes one tackler, still on his feet, and he's going to get close to the first down stakes here. He got the ball close to the 35-yard line. Brouillette is brought down there. We'll see if the official spot the football just shy of the first down. It's like my Madden machine on the PS2. You just plug in another running back there, and he continues to run my game plan. Third down and a yard to go.
Tell you one thing about Nick Brouillette. Again, not very tall. You watch him walk up the line there, and big old Joel Grapple in front. It's hard to pick Brouillette out of a crowd. You get him behind them big offensive linemen, and he can really chew up some yards.
Xander Schmidt, quarterback sneak. He's got the first down and more. Now he fumbles the football away at the 50-yard line. It's going to be recovered by Centennial. Xander Schmidt fumbles the football away, and it's going to be recovered out there by Michael Payne of Centennial right at the 50-yard line. Xander had the first down and more as he was busting through the hole there on a quarterback sneak. Then the ball pops loose. It goes right into the hands of Michael Payne, and Centennial has got the football back at the 50-yard line.
Xander was a good 12 yards downfield, plenty for the first down, and again, just trying to fight for additional yards and give Centennial credit. There are a couple of guys in there prodding and pulling at the football, and they get it to break loose. First turnover of the night for St. Cecilia. Centennial takes over right at midfield.
Ball at the 15th, the backs in the I formation. Guerin hands the ball away. That's going to be Bader. Slips one tackler, 45, down to the St. Cecilia 41-yard line, and spun down there. Joel Grapple into the stop there for the Hawks. Also getting in there for St. Cecilia was big number 51, Chris Hartford. Hartford, a 230-pound senior for the Hawks. That was a pickup of 9 yards in the play. All wrestling between the 40 and the 41. Second down and one for Centennial. 28-6 to score. We're in the third quarter with 9:06 to go. Kyle Guerin up under center. Wide receivers left and right. Backs in the I formation. And second down and a yard to go from the 41-yard line. Guerin pulls out from under center, and the ball stays on the ground. Penalty flags are down. So a little mix-up there on the snap count. Guerin, the sophomore quarterback, evidently forgot what he called in the huddle there. He backs away from center, and ball stays on the ground. Everybody moves but the quarterback.
Well, the quarterback's just the guy that moves.
Yeah.
Ten guys stayed put, and Guerin just backs up. Football stayed on the turf. It'll cost Centennial 5 yards, and they'll spot the ball back at the just outside the 45-yard line and bring up second down. 8:50 and counting here in quarter number three.
Second down, we'll call it 6 yards to go now. As Guerin again looks over the St. Cecilia defense, four-man front here for the Hawks. Pitch back comes here to a Bader. Bader gets it across the 45 to the 44-yard line, where he runs into number six, Tyler Wilnard for St. Cecilia. Wilnard, the 185-pound junior linebacker for the Hawks. So now it's third down and 4 yards to go. Centennial got that big break there as Xander Schmidt costs up the football. They take over at the 50. Now Centennial has moved the ball down here to the St. Cecilia 44. 8 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the third. St. Cecilia 28 and Centennial 6. Guerin again up under center, backs in the eye. Wide receivers left and right. Guerin, play action pass, rolls to his right. He unloads the ball downfield. It's going to be overthrown. It's going to be picked off. Picked off by St. Cecilia at the 30-yard line.
Luke Carey on the interception. That is the second one of the night for Luke Carey. I thought there was a flag thrown, but that's just
the beanbag.
Yeah, a little beanbag that he throws out. They'll mark the football down. Really tough to kind of see. What about the 20-yard line? 29-yard line. But anyway, second interception for Luke Carey. That is the third interception thrown tonight by Guerin. And again, just threw it kind of wild. Joel Grapple back there also defensively. But again, the Hawks will take over here with 7:57 left to go in the third quarter.
So St. Cecilia's got the lead. And another interception throw there by a sophomore quarterback for Centennial. So the turnover that St. Cecilia had
Centennial can't do anything with the football, and they turn it over themselves. St. Cecilia gets it back on their own 29, moving from our left to our right here in the quarter number three. There's a handoff, Groffel, big hole across the 35. He's out to the 40, 45, to the 46, 47-yard line. Joe Groffel carrying the ball there for 18 yards right off the pipe as a big 210-pound senior fullback finds a little seam in that Centennial defense. First down and 10 for the Hawks. They bring it out to the 41 officially is where his knee went down. The St. Cecilia continues to chew up the yardage on the ground here tonight.
Well, 12 first down for St. Cecilia, and we'll give the Hawks now with 165 yards of rushing on the night. Joel Groffel, 8 carries, 70 yards. Again, Brulette, 10 carries, 73 yards. So a good combination for Carl Tesmer.
Andrew Schmidt has went all the way. Quarterback, there's a handoff to Brulette. He finds a hole. He brings it across the 50, 45 to the 40. Still on his feet, stays in bounds, 35-30. Down to the 25-yard line. So Brulette, an acrobatic little move down the sidelines there. He stays in bounds. Finally say he went out of bounds at about the 23. So Nick Brulette finding some success running the pig there for the Hawks. Now, wait a minute. They're going to bring the ball back upfield here. One of the officials say he stepped out of bounds back here at the 35-yard line.
Well, and he was trying to tightrope it down the sidelines. You can see him kind of tippy-toe over there. The official called him out, but we'll give him 20 on the carry. 93 yards and 11 carries now for Brulette, and the Hawks are on the move into Centennial territory.
Xander Schmidt, he turns and hands the ball away again. That's going to be Groffel as he fights for some yardage right in the teeth of the buzzsaw. This Centennial defense gets a couple of yards in the play. Brings it across the 35 down to the 33-yard line. Halfway through this third quarter of play, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead, 28-6. Nobody has scored yet here in the third quarter, but the Hawks on the move. Following the interception by Luke Carey, his second one of the ballgame. St. Cecilia now with the ball at the Centennial 33. They give up two on that last play, second down and 8 yards to go. Xander Schmidt up under center. Wide receiver split out wide to the right side. Xander throws that way. The ball is going to be caught and dropped by Cizatino. He had it at the 25, and maybe he started to run before he caught the ball. And now Caesar is a little gimpy over here in the on the sideline. They have hurt a hamstring or something. That's not a good sign. Caesar's already been down on the turf after colliding back there on that last defensive possession. And now he might just have a cramp here.
He's got the ball boys for Centennial trying to get that cramp worked out. Immediately when Tino got to the sidelines, he reached down and grabbed in that calf area. So we're going to have a timeout on the field. But again, Tino turning and trying to run with the football before he had possession of it. He would have been one-on-one out there in the open. Tino could have made a shake-bake move and got her maybe in the end zone for his third touchdown, but it falls incomplete. Timeout on the field.
So Cizatino is down on the field here. We'll take a break. 6:43 to play in quarter number three. St. Cecilia 28, Centennial 6.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Utica here tonight, Centennial High School. St. Cecilia with the lead over Centennial by a score of 28-6. Carl Tesmer going for his 300th career win here tonight. And when was the last time you measured your savings on car insurance, huh? Speak to Jeb Brandt, your local Shelter Insurance Agency, for a free quote on auto, home, life, and health insurance today. Talk to Jeb Brandt, your Shelter Insurance Agent and proud supporter of area sports and athletes. They're located at 725 West 2nd Street in Hastings, or you can give them a call at 402-463-3003. But now Cizatino for the second time tonight is going to be heading to the sidelines. This time he needs a little help from his teammates to get him to the sidelines. So evidently they couldn't get the cramp worked out, or it might be a little more serious of an injury there. Is it Cizatino? That's certainly not something you want to see here after a spectacular night from a Caesar, catching a couple of touchdown passes here. He's going to be the main force on this offense for St. Cecilia. He's going to be helped to the field on the far side.
Kevin Asher just put his head into his hands down in front of us. Tino, very talented on the hardwood as well. Those Hastings High Tigers trying to come back and make it interesting. The Tigers, a 70-yard touchdown run from Tice Mathias. So now it's Grand Island Northwest 28 and Hastings High 14.
6:43 to play here. Hawks have a lead over Centennial, 28-6. Third down, 8 yards to go. Pitch back comes here to Brouillette. Stutters and now turns on the afterburners across the 30, 35, that's to the 25, to the 20. He's going to slip a couple of tacklers and takes it into the end zone. He was stopped two or three times, Jimmy. Stays on his feet and finally takes it into the end zone for the touchdown from 33 yards out.
Just unbelievable. It almost brings tears to my eyes because he's doing everything that I taught him in midget football years ago. What a great tough run by Brouillette. Yeah, there was a two or three guys for Centennial that had a chance to bring him down, but again, low center of gravity and a little body keeps them powerful legs just to churn, and he takes it in from 33 yards out. Now Brouillette, the first Blue Hawk to get over 100 yards tonight, and the Hawks will line up and go for two here.
All right, Xander Schmidt under center with double tights, backs in the I formation. Xander waiting for the snap. He just goes straight ahead, and he powers his way close to the goal line. And did he get in? No indication yet. Did not get in on the two-point try, I do not believe. No, the two-point conversion was no good. So the two-point conversion, no good here, but safe to say he's still got the lead. They score on a 33-yard touchdown run, a nice little run there by Nick Brouillette. Now with 6 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 34 at Centennial 6.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Husker Power Products Broadcast Center, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. St. Cecilia tacks on one more here in the third quarter. The Hawks now have the lead of the Centennial Broncos, 34-6.
Now the Hawk offense now pushing 400 yards of total offense in the ball game. They are now at 238 yards on the ground. And again, that 33-yard touchdown run by Nick Brouillette puts the Hawks out in front a little bit more now. They lead 34-6.
There's the kickoff. It's going to be a short one, fielded at about the 20-yard line, coming to the near side to the 25, and that's about all he's going to get. The ball back there for Centennial is going to be Andrew Bader. The kick was short. Bader comes all the way across the field, and he's met here by the St. Cecilia on special teams. So it'll be a Centennial starting first down, 10 yards to go. You put the football down here at about the 30-yard line, just shy of the 30. Centennial working from our right to our left here in quarter number three. This was a 28-6 ball game at halftime.
Cesar Tino still on the sidelines. They've got a water bottle in his hand, I believe. Again, just experienced some major cramps, but he will hold him off the field.
So Gear, the sophomore quarterback, hands the ball away to Bader. Bader's hit, and down he goes. Run down from behind by Hastings St. Cecilia is Tyler Wilner. Wilner, the 185-pound junior. He had 68 tackles for the Hawks a season ago. And Wilner off to another great start here as he catches Andrew Bader from behind. A loss of a couple of yards in a play. Second down and 12 yards to go. The ball is pushed back here to about the 26-yard line.
Well, Lloyd Wilson field a wild one there. Grand Island Northwest, they didn't waste much time. They strike back. They now lead Hastings High 34-14 in the third quarter.
Kyle Guerin again, the sophomore quarterback under center. Double tight ends in the I formation as he hands the ball away to the fullback busting through there for a couple of yards as he brings the ball up to about the 30-yard line. Carrying the ball there for the Centennial Broncos was number one, Eric Sayer. Sayer is a 5'11", 175-pound senior for the Broncos. So third down and still about 8 yards to go. The ball sitting squarely at the 30-yard line. That's the Centennial 30. We're down to 5 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Remember the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show coming up after our broadcast tonight. All the scores from week number one officially of the high school football season here tonight from 1230 KHAS. Guerin backs up, wants to throw, rolls to his left, unloads. The ball's going to be caught out here at the 35-yard line, but short of a first down. Down toward the turf to grab that one for Centennial was David Payne. Seems to say he had Wilnard out here also. At number 20, that's Avery Driscoll for the Hawk defense as Payne went down toward the turf to grab that one. Going to be short of a first down by a couple of yards, actually about 4 or 5 yards short of a first down. And again, Centennial off the punt.
It'll be Brouillette and Driscoll back deep Mike, you take away that 79-yard touchdown pass that Centennial had in that first quarter, 38 total yards of offense. Randy Aaron's got to be extremely pleased with his defense, and now we have a timeout on the field. Both squads will trot to the respective sidelines.
All right, 4:31 to play in quarter number three here tonight. High school football on 1230 KHIS. We'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 34, Centennial 6.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Some more scores coming in to the broadcast center here tonight. Holdridge is leading Sydney. The score is 17-6. Grand Island Northwest with that lead over Hastings High. Kearney is out on top of Norfolk tonight, 19-0. Grand Island Central Catholic now with a 14-10 lead over Minden. Gibbon has jumped out on top of Wood River by a score of 20-13. York leading Lexington in the third quarter now of 20-7. There's the punt and fourth down and 4 yards to go. High kick. Driscoll comes up, makes the fair catch at the 40-yard line, and that's where St. Cecilia will start first down and 10 on their own 40. So the Hawks continue to roll on some numbers offensively. Jimmy, they're doing just about everything they want here in this football game. Their defense has looked good, and St. Cecilia looks like they picked up right where they left off last year.
Exactly, 159 yards through the air for Xander Smith. And again, 238 yards on the ground. They've really been able to move the football very easily against this Bronco defense. I didn't look for it to be quite this easy, as this Bronco team is a pretty good squad. But the Hawks are handling them now, leading 34-6 with 4:24 to go, and Xander Smith up under center.
From their own 40-yard line, Xander is going to hand the ball away again. That's a Brulietti. He's across the 40 and then tackled here at about the 44. Xander looked like he had some running room over there, but caught and pulled down. That's going to be Kyle Guerin in on the stop there for Centennial. All those Blue Hill Bobcats are making the radio guy look bad. Blue Hill with a 12-3 lead over Therese Central. They're at halftime here tonight. Boy, did I take a lot of guff from the Blue Hill folks for taking Tri-County in our football predictions and the Hastings Tribune at East every week.
I can't feel sorry for you. You bring it all on yourself.
Second down and 6 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball on their own 44-yard line now. There's a draw play as they get that ball to Brulietti. He's got some running room of 50, 45, still has feet to the 40, and tumbles forward to the 38-yard line. So Brulietti and Joel Groppel are going to be a nice 1-2 punch for Carl Tesmer and the Hawks. As Brulietti finds the first down and more, they chase the ball into Centennial territory all the way down to the 38-yard line. That's a first down for the Hawks.
148 yards on the ground on 14 carries for Brulietti tonight. We'll give him 17. On that one, that is the 16th first down of the ball game, and the Hawks on the move again. They've got it down to the Bronco 39-yard line.
3.5 to play here in the third quarter. Xander Schmidt hands the ball away to Groppel. Groppel's got a running room again, 35 down to the 30-yard line, still on his feet. Takes a couple of Broncos to pull him down, but not before he picks up another 11 yards. Little trap play there to Joel Groppel. A couple of Broncos to pull him down, and finally they do inside the 30-yard line down to about the 28. Lincoln Pius is leading North Platte 43-7 in Class A. Final score, Norris wins over Schuyler tonight by a score of 48-3. Earlier tonight, Lincoln Southeast over Lincoln High in Class A, 28-6. 34-6 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. They got the ball now in the Centennial 28-yard line. Double wing set this time with Groffel in the backfield. They hand the ball away to Joel, and he pounds his way for a couple of yards right between the two hash marks there as he takes the ball down to about the 25. A couple of yards on the play. Second down, and we'll call it 8 yards to go. High school football tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Nebraska will start their season tomorrow with a ball game against Southern Mississippi. Complete coverage on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. From morning till night, 12 and a half hours of programming. Starts off with the pregame show at 9:30 tomorrow, the kickoff at 2:30.
I thought you had a lot of advertising spots. They are
wall-to-wall,
fully loaded, 12 hours. Wow, that's amazing.
Well, I'm for you, the Huskers in Southern Mississippi tomorrow. There's Brulietti again, gets the call. He's across the 25 to the 20. inside the 20-yard line, down to about the 17. Nothing fancy here. The Hawks just lining up and going right at this. A Centennial defense. Tackle is made in there by Tanner Barth, a 6-foot, 225-pound sophomore for the Centennial Broncos. Hastings St. Cecilia hammers out another first down. First down number 18 in the ball game as they push the ball down to the 17-yard line. First down and 10. Hawks inside the red zone with 2:06 to play here in quarter number 3. Hawks leading 34-6. That's a Groffel in the backfield with the Brilliant. Xander under center. Here's a Groffel inside trap play. Steps across the 15-yard line, still on his feet to the 10, inside the 10, down to about the 8. Joe Groffel again carrying the ball. Groffel, a 210-pound senior. Going to have a couple of running backs during the 100-yard mark here tonight in both Brilliant and Groffel. They're going to give him forward progress all the way down to the 5-yard line.
First down, number 19. Brilliant now with 157 yards on 15 carries. Groffel, 94 on 12. And Joel is just a shake away, a shoestring tackle there. Groffel gets in on that fullback trap. First and goal, the ball at the 5-yard line, 137 and counting here in the third quarter.
Double wing set again. We've got Groffel in the backfield with Xander Schmidt under center. Calls the signals, looks at the defense, hands the ball away to Groffel. Sidesteps one man, puts his head down, drives his way down inside the 5, down to about the 1 or 2-yard line. They'll give him 3 yards in the play. St. Cecilia is set up here at the 2-yard line. Second down and goal from the Centennial 2. St. Cecilia looking to add to their 34-6 lead here in the third quarter as we approach the one-minute mark.
Well, and we'll be getting one quarter away from something that we won't ever see again as a high school football coach achieve his 300th victory. We'll talk a little bit more of that here later in the broadcast.
All right, St. Cecilia from the 2-yard line of Centennial. Xander waiting for the snap. He's got it, hands the ball away. That's Brouillette. Angles left side. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Brouillette takes it in there from 2 yards down for another St. Cecilia touchdown, and the Hawks now lead by a score of 40-6.
Brouillette now with 159 yards on 16 carries, 2 touchdowns this evening, and the Hawks extend their lead now 40-6 with just inside of a minute left to go. I'm sure the Hawks will line up and go for 2 here.
They missed a couple of PATs here tonight. I don't know what Carl's worried about. It's a 40-6 ball game, but nope, they're going to go for 1. Terry's into the ball game. It's going to be a 1-point conversion attempt coming up here as Xander Schmidt will be into the football here for Eastern St. Cecilia. Ball is down. Terry puts it down on the pad. The kick is up there, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good, so he finally converts on a point after touchdown here. The PAT is good. 47 seconds to play in quarter number 3. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 41, Centennial 6.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead now 41-6. Grand Island Central Catholic is leading Minden. The score is 14-10 at last check. We'll keep you up to date on all those scores as we head to the wire tonight. Then Tyson will be along with a CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Officially week number 1 of the high school football season, although some of the teams are playing their second game of the year, like Hastings High. Tigers playing on week 0, the official school calendar. Here's the kickoff, short kick again. And the ball is bounding loose out there, and I think St. Cecilia is on top of the football. Over there on the far sideline, I think St. Cecilia is on top of the football, and they are. They're going to recover the thing down here at about the 35-yard line.
Well, that wasn't an onside. It wasn't a designed onside kick, just not able to get the ball. I wasn't sure whether Michael Wynn was back in there with his cramping issue kicking, but a new kicker into the ball game for St. Cecilia, Cannon Howell. But again, that was just squibbing along the ground right in front of the Hawk bench. Nobody for Centennial even tried to get to the football. They kind of looked around, and the Hawks, Johnny on the spot. I'm not sure who got the recovery, but the Hawks have the football at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, right in front of the St. Cecilia bench, they recover that, so they get the ball back here at the 31. The Hawk offense back out on the field here under 30 seconds to play in quarter number 3. Now we're going to have some new folks into the ballgame here for St. Cecilia. Jared Jackson, I think, is the ball carrier there. Jackson, a 170-pound senior. We've always had a good time with the Jacksons at Hastings St. Cecilia the past couple of years, but as we look down the old roster this year, there's only one Jackson out there.
I know. I run into John down before the game. I said, geez, I don't know what we're going to do this year. Only one Jackson on the roster. We've had, I think, as many as four at one time, and we have had fun with that over the year.
So the third quarter has come to a screeching halt here tonight at the Centennial High School. We'll take a break. Three quarters in the books. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 41, Centennial 6.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack Story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Centennial High School as we head to the fourth and final quarter tonight. St. Cecilia trying to give Carl Tesmer his 300th career win here tonight, and so far so good. The Hawks out on top of the Centennial by a score of 41-6. St. Cecilia with the ball second down and six from the 27-yard line. There's a little reverse play coming here to Avery Driscoll. That's a little wide out that comes over here. The wing back comes back and gets it. As the Driscoll is going to get a yard or two. Finally brought down on the play there by Centennial's Luke Gruber as the Gruber makes the stop there. That's a play that Carl likes, too, that little wing-back reverse. We haven't seen it too much here tonight. They've gone basically with a trap play with Groffel and also the running at Bruliet to get him out to this 41-6 lead, 11.5 to play in the football game here tonight. Third down at about 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 27-yard line. St. Cecilia moving from our right to our left here in this fourth and final quarter. Xander Schmidt up to the line of scrimmage, back to the I formation. Wide receiver split out to the right side. There's a handoff to Bruliet again. He's got a hole again, 25 down to the 20, down to the 15-yard line. Bruliet is brought down. Tackle is made in there by David Payne, number 24, for the Centennial defense. But out before, we move the sticks again. But now getting some new players into the ball game. Cannon Howell checks back in there at tight end as they continue to shuttle plays between Baker and Howell. I will line up as a tight end here for St. Cecilia, the right side of the formation. Actually, the left side of the formation. We go with a double tight as Avery Driscoll will be your tight end to the right side. I formation with a wide receiver split out to the right side on first down and 10 yards to go. Now we got penalty flags down again. Penalty flags are down. In fact, somebody moved as Trevor Ernst moving there for St. Cecilia, now playing in the offensive line for the Hawks. So some new guys getting in there and getting a chance to see some playing time here in the first ball game of the 2012 season.
Yeah, it'll be one they'll remember. They'll give their head coach, Carl Tesmer, his 300th victory. From a non-sponsored third quarter stats, the Hawks with 146 yards of total offense, that all on the ground. Only one pass attempt by Xander Schmidt. It falls incomplete. 8 first downs for the Hawks, 20 total yards, 5 through the air, 15 on the ground for Centennial, 2 interceptions and no first downs. 444 yards of total offense for St. Cecilia tonight.
Luke Carey now lined up as a wide receiver. There's a play right up the pipe and breaking loose and getting all the way into the end zone. For the touchdown is going to be Jared Jackson. Action Jackson takes the ball 21 yards for a touchdown. He slides through there. Jared Jackson takes it into the end zone for the score. It's now 47-6.
With that silver glove on, gets off the left side, picks up some good blocking out there, and again busts the tackle at about the 10-yard line. And again, Jackson, a good run there for St. Cecilia. They tack on 6 more. The Hawks now 47-6 over Centennial. The PAT awaiting, 9:38 left to go here in the ballgame. It'll be Xander Schmidt in to attempt the point after.
Carey's going to kneel here for the single-point conversion, 9:38 remaining in the ballgame. waiting for the snap. It's down. Xander's into the football, and he sends it through the uprights. It is good. So the PAT is good following the 22-yard touchdown run from Jarrett Jackson. And the Hawks tack on another 7 points, 9 minutes and 38 seconds to play. And the ball game is now Hastings St. Cecilia 48 and Centennial 6.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
High school football here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Now we'll have a running clock here in this fourth quarter for the remaining 9 minutes and 38 seconds, 48-6. Saint Cecilia has built a big 42-point lead. There's a kickoff going to be run back by Bader, and they say his knee went down to field that one, so the officials blew her dead, and Centennial will start first down and 10 back here in their own territory, back at about the 22-yard line. So the Huskers in Southern Mississippi tomorrow at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. 2:30 for the kickoff, 9:30 pregame show begins. Grab your donuts, grab your coffee, 9:30 pregame tomorrow on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Say my hellos to Bo and the boys as you'll be traveling down to Lincoln, taking that first ball game.
Saw Bo on Monday. Husker press conference down in Lincoln.
Must be a good football team they're playing.
They are. They're playing a good football team with some good football players. It should be a good football game. First down, 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage, the 23 clock is running now, 8:45 left, and we won't have much longer here as Garrett is going to scramble out and he's going to be hitting down. He goes in on the tackle for St. Cecilia, Chris Hartford. Hartford into the stop there.
Well, I did some research over the week.
Actually did your homework?
Yeah, I did my homework for one. If by chance the Hawks would run the table, Carl Tesmer would take over the lead in high school coaching. And I was going to use trivia, but you already know this. We talked about it on the way up. The record currently stands with Tom Jaworski from Omaha Creighton Prep with 311 victories. So I got to figure it out. If the Hawks would run the table, win the state title, he ends with 312, rides that white horse all the way out.
And if not, does he come back again?
That's the question we've all been wondering.
There's another handoff here. Centennial's got some new folks into the ball game. That's David Payne now running the ball as Payne brings it across the 25 out to about the 26-yard line. Everybody was always waiting for Carl to step aside. Maybe he thought he was going to do it after last season, but oh, no. He comes back with his white horse, and he looks like he's got another very good football team shaping up here for the 2012 season. But I talked to him at the end of last season. He says, I still have some goals in mind. He said, I'll retire when you retire. And then he told me, I have no reason to retire yet. So Kyle's going to be out there for a while.
Yeah, he's in good health, and, boy, he's got another good product this year. It's going to be a tough road to go. Every game is going to be a tough test for Carl Tesmer.
Third down, 7 yards to go. This is Centennial with the ball. They fake it once, and now here's a big hole off of the right side running the football. There is Andrew Bader. Bader brings the ball across the 35 out to about the 37-yard line before he's up under there by the St. Cecilia defense. In the area there for the Hawks is Dallas Kimenaugh, who's into the ball game now, 165-pound junior.
I also, ironically enough, run into a familiar guy you know, very near and dear to your heart, old Uncle Ken.
Uncle Ken, he's among the leaders. Yeah,
he is eight-man and six-man. He holds the record with 260 victories.
That's Uncle Ken.
I found that kind of ironic. Uncle Ken down there in Adams.
First down, 10 yards to go from the 37-yard line. Now the whistle is sounding again. We got penalty flags. We'll have the player of the game coming up, the coach's post-game show. And Tyson and Veronica will join us with all the scores and wrap-ups from the area games. Talk with Tony Harper, the head man at Hastings College. Get to the college schedule set for you tomorrow. And we'll put a wrap on week number one of this high school football season. Hastings High in a battle with Grand Island Northwest tonight at Lloyd Wilson Field. Adams Central continues to lead Cozad 14-0 out of Patriots Field. Main Cecilia looks like they're going to come away with a victory here. 48-6 is the score over Centennial right now. Beeren wants to throw, unloads to the far side. It should be caught over there. It is caught and out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. Nice reception over there by David Payne again for Centennial. Good pass throw by the sophomore quarterback in Guerin. Payne hauls it in at the 45. That's still going to be short of a first down as they bring it out here to about the 46. We'll call it second down and 2 yards to go. 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play now. A running clock here in this fourth quarter with the Hawks out on top 48-6. Kyle Tesmer going for his 300th career win here tonight. Looks like he's going to pick that up with no problem. Guerin is under center. He backs up, looks right side, rolls right side, unloads over here. It's going to be caught again. That's a pain across the 50. Still on his feet to the St. Cecilia 45-yard line and out of bounds. So back-to-back receptions for the wide receiver for Centennial, David Payne, who's a 5'7", 135-pound junior. He picks up a first down for Centennial. They move the stakes down here to the St. Cecilia 45. Clock running at the 4:44 mark.
Well, as you can see, they're shuttling in players on that far sideline. If you suited up tonight, you are going to get in and play on Carl Tesmer's 300th victory.
Brooks Asher is into the ball game now. I also see Daniel Harden is into the ball game, a sophomore there for St. Cecilia, as they run a play up the gut there for a couple of yards down to about the 42-yard line. So it's going to bring up a second down and about seven situation. So everybody getting in the act here tonight. So Carl Tesmer will go to 376-2 in his high school football career. Tesmer, in his 21st season at Hastings St. Cecilia, will now be 179-58 as the head man of the Hawks. He'll pick up his 300th career win here tonight against the Centennial. There's a handoff again straight up the pipe that goes to Bader. Bader is tripped up after he brings the ball across the 40 to about the 39. Just running the clock here. We're down to 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in this one. Minden has a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic now. 17-14 is the score there. 17-14. Minden out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic.
And an update in from Lloyd Wilson Field again. That Grand Island Northwest Hastings High matchup. Northwest tacks on another 6. Now they're running away from Hastings. It is Grand Island Northwest 40 and Hastings High 21. That is in the fourth quarter.
They're down 5 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the St. Cecilia 40. Most of the second and third teamers now in there for the Hawks. Here's Guerin. He wants to throw the ball. Does so. Near side, it's over the head of his intended receiver over here. That's Payne again. In coverage for St. Cecilia was Gus Clark. Clark, a 155-pound sophomore for those Blue Hawks. Incomplete pass here as Clark was back here in coverage. Clark will run despite the incomplete pass. Down to 2:47 to play now in the fourth quarter. So St. Cecilia going to go to 1-0 in the season. They'll play again next Friday night.
Well, yeah. You'll be tested again on your predictions. They will battle the Blue Hill Bobcats Duncan Field.
That'll be a home game for St. Cecilia at Duncan Field. So it'll be St. Cecilia and Blue Hill next Friday night. Fourth down, 5 yards to go. Guerin wants to throw. Pumps once. Now brings it back, and he's going to run the ball himself across the 40. Cuts back 35 to the 30, 25 down the sideline to the 20. Still on his feet, hemmed in, and then he's run out of bounds over here. Run out of bounds here by St. Cecilia's Dallas Kimenaugh, who's into the ball game. Kimenaugh, 165-pound junior. So Guerin couldn't find anybody downfield. He just ran the ball up to the stakes himself. Picks up the first down and more. Clock is running inside the 2-minute mark now. As the ball is inside the red zone here for Centennials, they take the ball down to about the 19. On the near side hash.
The coverage was real good downfield by all the little Hawks. They had the Centennial wide receivers locked up, and Guerin, 21-yard gain, longest play from scrimmage on the ground. He did have that 79-yard touchdown pass early in the ball game, but it's a first down. That's first down number 6 for Centennial.
From the 19-yard line of St. Cecilia, Guerin, he pitches the ball back here. Running the ball is going to be Bader. Bader takes it down to about the 10, down to about the 9-yard line where penalty flags are down. Remember last week, Seward and Hastings High got into a slugfest with the Tigers winning 48-41 in 3 overtimes. Seward is at it again tonight. They have 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Columbus 35, Seward 35. So the Jays putting some points on the scoreboard. They have no defense. Allowed 48 last week to Hastings High. They've allowed 35 to Columbus tonight. They're in a very similar situation again tonight. They're tied up at 35 points apiece. 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter between Columbus and Seward.
Goodness.
But now the clock is running, but they're going to march off a penalty here against the Centennial Broncos. That's going to be a holding call against Centennial. That wipes out the nice run. I think we had, two penalties on the play? They had the ball down inside the 10-yard line. Now it's brought all the way back here to about the 32 to the 33. First down and 25 yards to go, I guess, officially for the first down. The 33-yard line of Centennial. The 33-yard line of St. Cecilia as they hand the ball away. Running the ball there is Eric Sayre, as he takes the ball for a couple of yards right up the pipe, and that's probably going to be the last play in this football game as the clock is running. 7 seconds to play, and Hastings St. Cecilia will win number 300. For head coach Carl Tesmer on the far sideline, Carl Tesmer picking up his 300th win here tonight in his career as a high school football coach, as he picks up a 48-6 win over the Centennial Broncos here tonight. Carl Tesmer now 376-2 in his career, and he improves to 179-58 in his 21 years as a head coach of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. An impressive show here tonight by the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, number 2 in the Omaha World Herald poll in Class C2, knocking out the 8th-rated Centennial Broncos tonight. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 48, Centennial 6. We'll come back and recap this one for you after this.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Traveling for Labor Day? Save your miles and rent a car from us. Nothing wrong with buying a car either. Like an 08 Grand Cherokee 4x4 has new tires, sunroof, and ready for the lake. Books for $24,775. Yours for $29.95 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch. Helping you be safe, sound, and secure is just one more way that Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Centennial as they win their opening ball game of the 2012 season. It was Centennial losing to Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 48-6. Check the scoring for you. St. Cecilia scored in their first two possessions tonight. 6 plays, 85 yards on their opening possession. The capper of 54-yard touchdown, Xander Schmidt to Cesar Tino. And that's the extra point. Hawks led 6-0. St. Cecilia comes back later in the quarter, goes on a 11-play, 70-yard drive, 3-yard run by Xander Schmidt. 2-point conversion was good. 14-0, St. Cecilia had the lead. Then Centennial got on the scoreboard just before the end of the first quarter on a 79-yard touchdown pass from Kyle Guerin to Logan Clounce. The point after touchdown was no good. It was 14-6 as they took it into the second quarter. St. Cecilia scoring 2 more times before halftime. 2-yard run from Xander Schmidt and a 54-yard pass from Xander Schmidt to Cesar Tino, 28-6 at halftime. St. Cecilia adds a 33-yard touchdown run from Nick Brouillette in the third quarter to make it 34-6. Brouillette scores again in a 2-yard run just before the end of the third to make it 41-6. And the final score came in the fourth quarter, a 22-yard run by Jared Action Jackson. He takes it into the end zone. PAT was good. 9:38 to play in the ballgame, 48-6. St. Cecilia wins it. Running clock from that point on, and the Hawks get out of here 48-6. Winners over Centennial here tonight.
Well, again, as the fans and the players gather in the
far end zone over there, balloons and everything. They're celebrating the victory. But, again, Carl Pesmer is one of those that he doesn't care any of the goals for him. It's all about the kids. And St. Cecilia cruises to a large victory here tonight. For St. Cecilia, again, some big, big numbers put up on the board by this Hawk offense. Xander Smith, 6 of 10 passing tonight, 159 yards, and two touchdowns in the ball game. Those two touchdowns going to Cesar Tino. Rushing the football tonight, the Hawks rushed it for 42 times, 321 yards on the ground, 470 yards of total offense in the ball game, 20 first downs for St. Cecilia. We look at some individual numbers receiving. Cesar Tino with a big night, 5 receptions, 132 yards, 2 touchdowns. Nick Brulette, 2 receptions for 25 yards. Brulette on the night, leading ball carrier, 17 carries, 168 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Nick. Joel Groppel, 13 carries, 96 yards in the ball game, and Xander Smith rushing the football with 10 carries, 36 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. On the side of Centennial, not a lot of numbers put up. Their quarterback, Kyle Guerin, was 5 of 13 on the night, 107 yards, 3 interceptions, 1 touchdown. Centennial rushed the football 24 times for only 75 yards, so 182 yards of total offense for Centennial in the ball game and 7 first downs. And their leading ball carrier, Andrew Bader, in the ball game had 12 carries and 21 yards. So the Hawk defense, again, Randy Ahrens has to be extremely pleased with the way his defense played. They thought this game coming in was going to be a stern test with Bader, who had a good year last year. But, again, they were able to shut him down. And the Hawk offense really proved they filled in those open holes, and they've got a machine again. And congrats to Carl Tesmer, picks up his 300th victory here in Utica.
So, again, 48-6, the final score as St. Cecilia knocks off Centennial in high school football action. Now stay tuned for the player of the game, the coach's postgame show. As high school football continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
And we're back here at Utica Centennial as Hastings St. Cecilia takes care of Centennial tonight, winning by a score of 48-6. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, 3 big stars offensively for the Hawks, Nick Brulette, Joel Groffel, and also Xander Schmidt. Brulette running for 168 yards in the ball game. Groffel near 100 yards, and also Xander Schmidt managing the ball game well at quarterback, putting up some numbers offensively here tonight. But one guy really stands out. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Nick Brulette. He rushes for 168 yards in the ball game tonight. 17 carries, 168 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also had a couple of receptions and 25 yards for the Hawk offense. Also did a great job on the defense here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over the Centennial Broncos by 42. St. Cecilia wins it on their season open. The final score 48-6. Nick Brouillette, our player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchased benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
The Coach's Postgame Show is presented by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Now back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
And we're back here at Centennial tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia opening up the season with a 48-6 win over the Centennial Broncos here tonight. As the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia, Randy Aarons, is going to join us on the postgame. Coach, congratulations to you. Congratulations to Coach Tesmer for his 300th win. And more importantly, congratulations to the kids. Good performance here in game number one.
Yeah, it was. You never know going in the first game of the season how kids are going to respond and react, because we had a lot of new kids playing different positions on
the field tonight. And so when they come up and turn the lights on a Friday night, it's a little bit different than playing Monday or Tuesday last year. So really think that our kids, after four good weeks of practice, really stepped up to the challenge tonight, and they did a nice job. And I think, you know, deep down and, you know, in the back of their minds, they wanted to do it for Coach Tesmer because of what he's meant to them personally and meant to our school. But, you know, as Coach said down there in the huddle, it's because of the kids and great families that we have that he's able to be successful.
You've been around as well for a lot of those wins that Carl's put together here. You know, how many is that for you, up around 190 or so?
Well, I've been fortunate enough to be at St. Cecilia the same year Coach Tesmer came, so I've seen 193 of those 300, and so I just take it, you know, that same way that I've been able to learn from Coach Tesmer, and, you know, been able to hopefully impart some of what he's taught me into our kids, and then let them know that, you know, it's more about football than, you know, how they're going to react to adversity, how they're going to respond in life, and what kind of kids they become. And so hopefully they can take those lessons through winning with them on, you know, as they move on in life. And I think that's what's big and neat about our program, is that, you know, they get both sides of the good things.
Well, and one thing that I look at, you talk about the kids, you had to replace, had to fill some holes. Phil Hamburger, obviously a quarterback last year. Xander Smith coming in gets the starting nod. You've got Nick Brouillette back there. You put some new pieces into the puzzle. Wow. Again, another good duel back there. It could be the double-headed monster in Brouillette and Groffel. Brouillette runs for 168, couple touchdowns. Groffel up near 100. He runs for 96 yards. Is it the coaching that you do, Coach, that gets these kids to keep churning and burning? Because Nick Brouillette put on a show tonight.
I do. I agree with that, because, you know, and he's a hard worker, a hard-nosed kid, you know, and he comes from a faith-filled family, and I think that, you know, really helps him get through some, you know, tough times and show that, you know, he wants to do really well. And we were concerned that he may not come back after halftime with some tight hamstrings, you know, and things like that. And so, you know, you talked about the double-headed monster. I wonder if we can call them Mutt and Jeff. I don't know which one we'll call, you know, who. But Nick creates a lot of problems with his size. And I say that most people think he'd be a huge domineering back, but he's tough to find. He's tough to see, you know. And so he gets through there, and he's quick enough, and he's strong. He packs a punch, and so, you know, he's tough to bring down as well. And so I just think that our seniors really stepped up tonight. They've been part of a good tradition. They want to build on it, and so we'll just keep going from here.
Defensively, Coach, that's your forte. You give up 182 yards in the ball game tonight. To talk about your defensive effort.
My forte, thank you.
That's your forte, Coach. That's what we pay you for there. It's safe to say you're the DC.
Yes, and I know that. So I was a little concerned, but, you know, I had to give up that long pass, and I thought, boy, they may be able to pass on us all day. And then I get over there, joke with Cesar Tino, and I asked him if he's ever tripped himself, and he said not until tonight. So, you know, they just we got tangled up a little bit there and had a breakdown in coverage. But, you know, it was one of those things we didn't get beat the rest of the night. So Coach always says learn from your mistakes. Don't let it happen a second time, because if you do, that will make it, you know, it makes it more difficult to improve. And so that's something that we really stress in practice. Mistakes are going to happen. How do you respond to them? And the kids really responded well tonight. You know, and it looked kind of like it out there, you know, this tonight. It's the first time in a long time that we've had cramping issues. And so we just had a, you know, plug here, plug there, put some people in. But, again, I'm going to compliment Coach Tesmer. You know, I had a lot of times he wants everybody to be ready for the game. We don't just have 12 or 13. We spend a lot of time, give kids equal reps, and so we're able to put kids in there. They may, you know, they're going to give great effort, but more importantly, they're going to get lined up correctly most of the time, and then they're going to be able to make plays. And we always try to tell the kids, get lined up correctly. You might fool them into thinking you know what's going on. So that's kind of the things, as you say, it's our forte, but, you know, smoke and mirrors sometimes works.
That's the way Jimmy played football. He just lined up. People thought he knew what he was doing out there at that time.
Yeah, you've got to confuse people as you go down the road of life. But, again, defensively, only 37 offensive plays for Centennial tonight, 182 total yards. But you take away that 79-yard touchdown play, you really held them in check. Your defense, again, you had to fill some holes from last year's team. But, again, your defense really thrived, and that's what you've really hung your hat on over the past several years.
Yeah, and when things get tough, I mean, they always say defense wins championships, and we believe in that. And we're giving our defense more time in practice this year than we have in the past. And so we really, really, really stress the fundamentals. And there is times tonight we talked at halftime about having some slippage in our fundamentals. And so, you know, and that happens. First night out, hot, humid weather. You know, so we just really concentrate and try to stay focused on getting better at this point. But proud of the kids. We got kids in the game tonight that they knew what they were doing. They made some tackles. Our young kids. You know, heck, Luke Carey, first time start tonight, comes up with two interceptions. So, you know, it's just one of those things that we try to do our best to put the kids in situations to allow them to be successful, and then we hope that they are.
Teams always make their biggest jump from game one to big two. Game two, where's this team got to improve on by next Friday?
I would think hydration might be one of our main issues tonight. So, you know, and that's the scary thing, because you just never know how a kid responds from being, you know, cramped up and stuff like that. And so that's one of our things that we got, you know, concerned about. And then we got Ravenna coming in next week, and they're going to be a great team that we're going to have to play against. And so it's, you know, it's something that we're going to have to prepare for. But again, I keep complimenting Coach Tesmer, and this is something that I've learned from him, that we do literally prepare one game at a time. And as you've talked to Coach over the years, and have any people that would, we're playing the Super Bowl champion each week, and so he keeps us on our toes in terms of preparation. And every team that we comes into our place can't beat us, and he has us believe in that. So I really do think our kids stay focused throughout the year because of that.
Okay, we will see you next week.
Thanks a lot, and hope you guys have a safe travel home.
You will. Randy Aaron's the defensive coordinator for Hastings Saints to see you here tonight. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over the Centennial Broncos. Final score of 48-6. Big performance tonight by Nick Brewley at 17 rushes, 168 yards, and two touchdowns in the ball game tonight. Also.